Many Americans are unaware that behind the scenes, the technical backbone of the financial system is decades out of date, many, many years out of date. You know that Paul and others are straightening it out, but payments and money transfers are costly and take days or even weeks to clear. Under this bill, the entire ancient system will be eligible for a 21st century upgrade using the state-of-the-art crypto technology.
The new structure bill. On the one hand, the entire monetary apparatus would migrate on-chain, powered by decentralized crypto protocols that could finally rip power away from the unelected Federal Reserve overlords and their endless fiat printing presses. A full-spectrum overhaul, positioning America at the vanguard of a digital asset revolution while the globalist dinosaurs in London and Brussels scramble to keep their centralized stranglehold intact. On the other hand, as the roughly $800 billion investment by the UAE, Japan, and Silicon Valley to build vampiric data centers reaches a fever pitch, this new structure could be the Trojan horse for something far more sinister.
So then you'll be living in a world that you didn't agree to, didn't vote for, that you are co-inhabiting with a super intelligent alien species that answers to the goals and rules of a corporation, an entity which has access to the comms, beliefs, everything you ever said, and the whereabouts of every person in the country via your personal data. Surveillance capitalism can toggle pretty quickly into digital totalitarianism. At best, these tech giants become the self-appointed arbiters of human good, which is the fox guarding the henhouse. They would never, ever think of using that power against us and strip mining us for our last drop of cash. That's a scarier scenario than what I presented in The Terminator 40 years ago, if for no other reason than it's no longer science fiction.
Programmable money, total surveillance tied to digital IDs, and the slow march toward CBDC enslavement wrapped in a crypto name tag.
There will be no privacy, and it's a very effective controlling mechanism by the government. What I mean is all the transactions will be known. All transactions done with digital currencies will be known, which is good for illegal activities, getting control of illegal activities. But it also means that the government has a great deal of control. For example, they can tax that way. They can take your money. They can establish foreign exchange controls and the like. And that'll, so that's something that, will be an increasing issue, particularly for international holders of that currency, because they might feel, let's say if you're a Frenchman and they wanted to have sanctions, they could take your money.
Of course.
You know, and so on. So there's the privacy issue, of that.
And if you're politically disfavored, you could be shut off.
Politically disfavored, you could be shut off. Yes.
So do you think that is the right thing to do for America to have boots on the ground or even be involved in attacking Iran? I mean, we were the first aggressor here. We fired the first shots in Iran. Is that the right thing to do for our country?
That is the right thing to do if you want to implement the digital control grid. It's not the right thing to do if you want to represent America. But this has nothing to do with American national interests. This has to do with essentially a syndicate asserting sufficient control to implement the next phase of the financial system.
The same technocrats who've pushed Agenda 2030 for years aren't about to surrender control. They're rebranding it as progress, luring in the masses with promises of efficiency while embedding backdoors for tracking every transaction, freezing dissenters' assets, and enforcing social credit scores in real time. The real question remains, is Trump delivering liberation from the debt slave matrix or accelerating the beast system's digital noose? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It has been such an incredible journey to get to host The American Journal for you guys here on the network. Me and Tim have had just a phenomenal time in the past few weeks of really getting to get this experience, living through this and actually doing this professionally, really for the first time for myself and for you. What has it been like, man?
It's been a roller coaster, dude.
Yeah.
Honestly. And I say that in a good way.
Sure.
Right? You know, when we came in here, we didn't know what to expect.
Right.
But everybody has been super generous behind the scenes. People giving us constructive criticism. How do we improve? We just came in here and we just wanted to earn the ability to just have, you know, to do this thing.
Sure. Well, I mean, this show used to be Harrison's show, right? And Harrison is one of my favorite broadcasters of all time, right up there with my dad and many other people that I also respect that are just in that upper echelon, right? And he's spent, you know, thousands of hours at this very desk right here where we sit today.
Yep.
Covering the news, breaking things down, building his political consciousness, his political identity. So it was a great honor to do the show following him. And of course, Brianna doing it as well, who also has a great career, for us to just get to come in here and we're in the Osama bin Laden studio, you know, filming Gray Area Talks out of my house. Even though, you know, I kind of had the pedigree to come in here, it was still 100% a sink or swim type of operation.
Yeah.
And I think that we really have had fun with you guys, the viewers and listeners at home. I think that they really like the concept of the deep dive. They like the call-ins. They like the conversations that we're having with each other and also with them.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing to see the response.
It has been amazing to see the response. And it is pretty sad to see, you know, this show, this is its last breath. This has been on for years. It's been on for a very long time. But again, you know, you have to shed the old skin to make something new.
Sure.
This isn't going to be the last time you guys see us. I mean, again, there's just a lot of things that are changing.
It better not be. Better follow Gray Area Talks.
You can definitely follow us at Gray Area. We'll still be there. We'll still be talking. We'll still be doing deep dives. Everything that you guys still love about this show, we still come in with that same flavor.
So. And also, at the same time, now I messed up, and I know Matt is probably watching this from cyberspace. Shout out to you, Matt. I have not currently decided whether it's going to be New American Journal or My American Journal. So I'm just going to tell people, if you still want a 3-hour hard-hitting news show in the morning with guests and with call-ins, what I'm going to do, Tim, what I've decided I'm going to do is I'm going to do either My American Journal or New American Journal on my profile, live on X, on YouTube and Rumble as well, 3-hour morning show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., the same thing. Basically, but reloaded, kind of keeping the spirit alive. I'm a very sentimental person. I love this show and I love this network and I want to be able to carry on that spirit forward. And I think being a broadcaster, a lot of it is about finding your time slot. Because when you're like a podcast bro and you can just go like film with somebody and like you look at each other, you kind of release the episode whenever you want.
Whenever you want.
It's a different thing than going live multiple times a week or going live every day. And for me, we do a nightly show or a nighttime show, a Thursday, Sunday show from 7:30 to 10:30. I'm not even trying to plug that. But in me saying that, I'm good a couple nights a week to do that. My energy is in the morning. I'm the most passionate in the morning. That's why I've really been enjoying connecting to the audience in the morning. And when we get these callers, I feel like we're all on the same wavelength, that solutions-based mindset.
Yep.
Because people are thinking about how they can make things better. They're not beaten down yet in the day.
And one thing is this episode, I saved my best deep dive for today.
Yes, save the best for last.
You know, for me, this is a passionate message. This is the whole ethos of what we're trying to do. And the deep dive today is going to be on misinformation. It's going to be on propaganda. It's going to be on all the things that are happening because it's super hard to tell what the truth is today.
Sure.
It's the whole reason why I do these deep dives, but I want to do a deep dive, pulling the curtain back, challenging the beliefs, the assumptions that every single one of you guys have, including myself.
Sure.
It's all about paradigm shift and bringing people together.
Sure.
So we're not going to do that right now. We're going to do that in the second hour.
In the spirit of that, in the spirit of talking about propaganda, let's talk about the ultimate piece of propaganda that was just released by, you know, dear leader, President Trump.
Yeah.
Attacking everyone who's ever supported him. Everybody who's actually had a backbone, everybody who's had a spine, everybody who got deplatformed, everybody who got hurt, lost their job, you name it. Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones. Pardon me if I'm forgetting somebody.
No, those are the four.
From this new Declaration of Independence, it's kind of done in reverse.
Four horsemen.
By the King George III. I'm going to go ahead and read this for people. And if you haven't seen this yet, Trump attacked my father and many other popular right-wing thought leaders, I guess you could call them, or, you know, just like large-scale new media political commentators.
Oh, and he went extra hard on your dad.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
we're going to get into that, too. And we're going to get into the nature of why it's so bad and why this really makes just all of us here, you know, worried for, you know, the future, because like this reminds us of stuff that happened under Biden, you know, the attacks on the media, saying the media is dangerous and all this stuff. Of course, they'll always have the pivot of saying it's a matter of national security. These damn commies are against the war. They don't want us to beat the Reds. And then it's like a 1950s Cold War, McCarthyism style of thing. So it's very dangerous. I'm going to go ahead and read the tweet.
Yep. Go ahead.
I'll read the tweet for people. I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years, especially about the fact that they get this wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror to have a nuclear weapon. Not good, believe me, not good. Because they have one thing in common, low IQs, they're stupid people, they know it. Their families know it. Everyone else knows it. Nobody cares about them. They're total nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free and cheap publicity.
You're Trump.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm gonna keep going here. Now they think they get some clicks because I can't read. I'm not too smart because they have third rate podcasts, but nobody's talking about them. And their views are the opposite of MAGA, or I wouldn't have won the presidential election in a landslide. Well, they helped you win the election, Trump. What are you talking about?
Your dad specifically helped him win 2016.
Exactly. And in 2024 as well. And all of it. MAGA agrees with me. Well, what is MAGA? And just gave CNN 100% approval rating, or gave me a 100% approval rating they did. So now we're not MAGA. Alex Jones isn't MAGA. Megyn Kelly isn't MAGA. Tucker's not MAGA. CNN is MAGA. So the CNN News Network.
Yeah. When I read that, I'm
the
like,
Communist News Network.
CNN is like the complete opposite, polar opposite, as far as you could get.
Right.
Hate Trump the most.
Just
think about it critically. In what vacuum, what parallel universe does it exist that CNN would ever love Trump?
Sure. Well, look at it now. Look at it now. It's really crazy. Not hand flailing fools like Tucker Carlson, who couldn't even finish college. He was a broken man. Oh my gosh. Come on, dude. He was a broken man when he got fired from Fox. He's never been the same. Perhaps he should see a good psychiatrist. Or Megyn Kelly, who nastily asked me the famous only Rosie O'Donnell question. Or crazy Candace Owens, who accuses the highly respected First Lady of France of being a man. Okay, we tried to do this on our show yesterday. We couldn't do it justice. Thank God for the production team. Can we get Candace Owens and Brigitte side by side, please? I'm going to go ahead and read this next part. This is the emperor has no clothes, man. If you believe what Trump is about to sell you, there truly is no hope. It's just, I guess you do pray for nuclear weapons to be used and for us to enter fallout world. Listen to this. Who accuses her of being a man when she is not and will hopefully win lots of money in the ongoing lawsuit. Actually, to me, the First Lady of France is a far more beautiful woman than Candace.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness.
All right. All right, Grandpa. You know, maybe it's time to take the meds and go to the nursing home. Maybe it is dementia. She looks like an orangutan in a blonde wig. That's not a joke.
She has a very masculine frame, you know? It is.
No,
what it is.
No. She looks like a 12-year-old boy that's like a Voldemort ray.
Mm.
And they put makeup on it. You know, like, and there's a lot to say there. We don't want to get sued. Yeah. But I mean, it's just the party told you to reject your to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their one and most essential command. Like that's what all this is. I'm gonna read the rest of it now. More attractive? No, she's not. Blah blah blah. Or bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attack on the Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. Okay, Trump. Okay, you're going to come out and bash him. Why did it take you so long to do this? What changed your mind about my father? Is that he's anti-war and he doesn't blindly follow you down every dark, twisted path you go down in this career of war crime and genocide that you've worked on?
Your father's a traitor. He got to support Trump.
Well,
I don't care if my diesel goes up to $1,000 per gallon.
I love the idea of the people out there that criticize us for something my dad may or may not have said. Okay. They go, oh, he's the worst person ever because he may or may not have said this event was questionable or may have not happened in a certain kind of view. All right. Worst person ever. Oh, how many people is it? And I hate to get morbid here. I hate to get brutal. We're talking like a couple dozen horrific tragedy. Trump bombed an elementary school and killed 180 little kids and school teachers day one of this illegal war of aggression, committed a heinous war crime. They have killed thousands of civilians.
And he will never get any repercussions.
No, in the networks that push it and manufacture consent for literally, if you look at the sum of the Middle East wars, millions of people, millions of civilians dead in these countries in various wars that we've started, we've funded, we've bankrolled terrorists that have chopped people's heads off. Those people are on Fox News. They got the McMansion. They got the Mega Mansion. They're fine.
They're fine.
But we're not allowed to have a living. We're not allowed to do media because we were wrong one time. Navy? Are you kidding me? Please. Like Trump, I used to respect him so much. And I'll tell a little story here. I went to this private school, right, in middle school, and it was like eighth grade, I think. I did this presentation. We had this event called Most Significant Person. All right. So that's like a thing you ever like in school. You ever like, oh, like I'm a historical figure. I have to give a presentation, you know, like someone dressed up Abraham Lincoln or whatever. So I went as Trump. When I was like, not even 15, when I was like 14 or like 13 years old, I'm doing a Trump impression. Like I was a loyalist, man. If you lost me, if you lost my dad, there is no hope.
No hope.
There's everyone's like, oh, we got to trust the leader. They're looking into things. It's the team. It's the team. What team are they playing for? Well, what team would that be?
Yes, man. I mean,
sure. Absolutely.
Well, your dad has never, Alex has never caused a death. But think about how many people have died under the Trump administration at this point.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. And you could say, well, it happens under every president. No, directly related to conflicts that we've started. And that's the thing that we talk about. Here's the thing. And this is how we know we're right about being anti-war. You can make various justifications for conflicts. You can say X, Y, Z, whatever. If you're coming from things from an anti-war perspective, that means you don't want any of this stuff to happen in the first place. You think there's no justification for civilian casualty.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, like they're the most evil terrorists in the world and they're going to have a nuclear weapon. So we got to blow up the school, or the blowing up the school is justified.
Well, here's what I was talking to you about yesterday off camera. I'm like,
sure.
I genuinely think that Trump believes every single thing that he says.
Yes.
To the point where he's not just a sociopath, narcissistic, but also there's the aspect of, you know, pathological liar. That's a
sure.
real thing.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, the statement of the CNN being 100%, that confirmed it for me, like 100% approval rating for Trump.
We trust them now.
Right. So all of these things combined, it's like, I mean, we've got receipts, right? If we play clip number one, you just see the contrast.
Sure.
Every single person that Trump has named here, he has also praised prior to. Let's just watch clip number one, and you're just going to see exactly how he's just contradicting himself here.
Excellent point.
I just mentioned a name, but a woman who I saw the other night on television just ripped some poor idiot apart. Megyn Kelly is here, and she's doing...
Come up. Come up here, Megyn. By the way, I'm having a great time up here. Are you having a good time? Okay. Is he the greatest interviewer?
Candace Owens, I watched her, and I saw her coming. I said, you know, I'm pretty good at star power. I look, I say, that's a star.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed.
Donald Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay. Yes. And yes, you definitely have shown your knowledge of geopolitical systems.
Wow. Your thoughts?
We got to react to the original Trump interview. We got to do that time capsule. That just popped to my mind. Isn't that incredible? Think about that. Over 10 years ago, in Harrison's studio right now, the studio that we filmed out of, my dad was sitting in there with the Cartman hair interviewing Donald Trump. Mm. And I think about that time period. You know, I've never spoken to Donald Trump. I don't think Donald Trump has ever heard my name or knows that I exist beyond him knowing Alex has had kids. But he used to call my dad and talk to him on the golf course in like 2016.
Wow.
During the election year. And I've heard him on the phone. I've heard his voice on the phone. So it's just, it's crazy to get to this point now where I really, you think as a kid, and I guess this is the thing about being an ideologue and being like a young zealot or whatever, you're like, the first cause I find is so righteous and it's amazing and it'll never die. And then you get a little older and you're like, well, how'd that pan out?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason why it is important to
sure.
start really vetting people and seeing what do they truly believe in.
Sure.
Are they ideologically consistent from the first day to the last day? And it's okay to change your mind, right?
Sure, absolutely.
It's okay to upgrade your facts, things that you didn't know and come to light. But the people I don't have any respect for, the ones that just double down, they double down on a lie that they know is a lie. They double down on an entire system of just complex, like, bait and switch and all these different things that just are just not American values.
Hat trick, show games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah,
absolutely.
So we've got a lot of responses from, you know, a lot of other people. We've got Fuentes' take. We've got your dad's take. We've got Laura Loomer, Bongino.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start off with my dad's initial response, which is clip 3. And then we're going to go ahead and go into clip 4 and then clip 2. Let's just go ahead and play those in sequence.
Well, President Trump came out on Truth Social and attacked myself and all the original MAGA supporters today. And I'm just so sad that whatever's happened to him has totally changed the man he once was. He did so much good. That said, it followed just a few hours after Melania Trump came out, unannounced, reportedly Trump didn't know, and said she wasn't involved with Epstein and she supports a full investigation by Congress of the Epstein cover-up. Trump says Epstein's a hoax. So this reminds me of Melinda Gates, Melinda French, when she started turning against Bill, also over Epstein.
Yep.
So Trump's got big problems, folks. And I am just so concerned about this country and the world. Trump's being led around by the nose by Netanyahu and by Mark Levin and others. And it's so sad. The Iran war is a total disaster, a black eye for America. They control the Strait of Hormuz. It is just absolutely incredible what we're seeing and what we're facing. I supported the old Trump. I got so many good things done. But at the end of the day, I just feel sorry for him and pray that God touch his heart and soul and free him from the demonic influences that he's under. I mean, it's just that simple. This is a nightmare. We know the Democrats, the left, are absolutely terrible. But when Trump's calling for wiping out whole civilizations and acting like a supervillain, I have to come out and say I don't support
him. All right, pause it.
It's that simple. So, again.
Okay, and we'll play the rest after the break because we're coming up on a network break. We are going to get to everybody's reaction here. I think we'll close out the hour with that. We got a ton here. We got Laura Loomer. We got Fuentes. We got more of my dad. And well, I really like Fuentes' message on it, which is basically Trump is trying to use whatever he calls MAGA to suffocate the populist America First movement by claiming, no, I represent it. So anyone that tries to embody this energy, I have the power to strip it away from them. And that's what we have to reject because he's just an old man. He's just an old guy who we elect to be president twice, and he's up there now, and he's acting a fool, and he betrayed us.
Well, just look at the fall from grace, like the old Team MAGA.
Yeah.
Like you just have all the elites, the top-tier people, like your dad. You've got Candace. Tucker is just phenomenal.
Yeah, Tucker's another level.
Now you've got, like, Mark Levin. This is his new Avengers squad.
I'm Mike Levin. I'm in charge. I tell you what to say. I tell you what to do. I just love Trump so much. I just want to get the knee pads out and every morning.
We got Micro Mark. There he is. I love that. I love that meme. He's like the little like gnome guy.
Yeah. So you got Mark Levin, you know? Yeah. And then now you've got like Bongino, who's now part of his like Avenger squad. Like just look at the fall from where it used to be.
No, absolutely. And it used to be real and it used to be cool. And that's why we're still real and cool here on this network, because we never change. We didn't leave. They left us. We didn't leave then. We've always stayed true to our 1776 values, our pro-America values, our America First values. At its core, we're constitutional, classical liberals.
I tell you,
that's what we believe. We believe in the Constitution of the United States of America.
I tell you one thing. Alex is a better man than me, because if somebody came after me like that, said all of those different things.
Called you broke?
Yeah, called me broke, called me bankrupt. I should lose everything after supporting him for a decade plus. Right. I mean, you would expect. But again, I think your dad is taking the high road here, giving respect at the same time and understanding that, like,
well, I mean,
he's standing by his values.
I mean, it's not a lot. We can make little jokes about it, do dark humor or whatever, but it's not a laughing matter. It's a very serious situation. This is not something where it's like, oh, it's a game show on TV, or like the person on Love Island lost or something.
Yeah.
Or the person on My 600-pound Life didn't lose enough fat or whatever, so they can't get the liposuction. This is not something to just casually watch while you play video games. This is a very serious world crisis that's being caused because of the actions of the man that we elected to do the very opposite of what he's doing now. And all the crises that are a result of his governance are things that are easily avoidable, because all he has to do is not choose to do them.
Yep.
And there are such radical deviations. You'd be like, someone's like, okay, Tim, me and you, we're going to take a road trip to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like took you to Alaska or something. That's what
so,
we're,
so
that's
far
what
off destination.
At.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's a completely different world.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
These are the things that lose the people in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I'm a person who's really in the middle. I lean more right.
Talk about that. Yeah.
You know, I went from being Democrat. I went from being the left. That was propaganda.
The vaccine woke you up.
Vaccine did a lot more than wake me up.
Yeah.
I was forced to take it, by the way.
Wow.
It wasn't by my own will. They said I couldn't go to school if I didn't take it. But again, that was the whole propaganda that happened during that time period.
Sure.
Pissed me off. I saw the things that were going wrong. I was like, Trump is the solution. He's the guy that's going to save America, America first. And I read the end of this tweet that he did. And where does it say? He says, you know, making MAGA great, making America great again is actually about Iran.
Yeah,
it's basically what he ends up saying.
I'll read it for you, and then you close us out, give your commentary, and read us out for the last 90 seconds. MAGA is about winning in strength and not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons.
Absolutely not. If it's about making America great again, it means prioritizing your own people. Does Iran spell America now? Like, I guess
I'm most of MIGA. It spells MIGA, which is what they all are. It's real MIGA roll call.
Right.
And it's disgusting.
I don't want to hear him say MAGA anymore. I'm done.
Yes.
I'm done with him saying that. The people who really stand behind those messages should be talking, should be the ones. You know, we've got the America First movement. We've got people speaking out. We've got grassroots peoples that actually care about America.
Sure.
That's the next path that we go down, man.
No, absolutely. I totally agree. All right, we're going to come back here. I want to remind you, thealexjonesstore.com, that's where you want to go. I mean, I got a little Red Bull here. I'm not going to lie. This is what I got, but I put methylene blue in here. Okay, I put about 10 milligrams in here, and I'm going to take a little swig. Methylene blue power. We take the same things y'all take, and we want to offer them to you. So we got it there at thealexjonesstore.com. Subscribe and save. Get the best apparel, the best products in the world. We love you. We'll be right back.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work, and I'll tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis, but not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research, and then go to thealexjonesstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula.
Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Oh man, well y'all are making me trip out here. I feel like I'm at home watching The Apprentice. Y'all are playing a theme song, all right? Now, I watched a little bit of that show, and I got to say, it's a damn good TV program. It would have been nice, you know, if he had stuck to the principles and platforms he outlined on there.
Would have been nice,
but it is, of course, all about the money. And we're going to get into the reactions to Trump's vicious attack on the people of the free speech portion of the Internet.
Yeah.
Free speech, anti-war portion of the Internet.
A lot of people had a lot to say.
Who do you want to go to first? You want to go to Fuentes
Let's
first?
Let's go to Fuentes first. I haven't actually seen what he said on this yet.
All right, we'll react to this now. Clip number two, I think.
Trump, Mr. Golden Age, America first, no new wars, mass deportations. He writes a 500-word screed putting down by name Megyn Kelly, Candace Tucker, Marjorie Greene, Alex Jones. And why? Because they don't want to go to war with Iran. That's crazy. Like, think about that sentence. How insane is that? Tucker is like a full-blown Hitler worshiper. Honestly, the blood guilt is a little extreme for me. You know, Tucker seems to be like I don't know. He seems to be like a Marcionite. And I don't even know if he's against blood guilt, because it seems like he just hates Jews and Israel too much, even for me. Tucker's like a full-blown Hitler worshiper. Candace Owens is a full-blown anti-Semite. Even Alex Jones is criticizing Trump finally. This is where we are. Trump has brought us to a war in Iran. And now by name, he is casting all of them out of MAGA. So whereas you might have said these people are the far right flank, they're pushing the envelope, they're leading the GOP in a more radical direction where Trump maybe cannot. Now Trump is actively fighting them and discrediting them. And conversely, he's promoting Mark Levin, promoting Laura Loomer, endorsing Lindsey Graham. It could not get more explicit. It's 2026 and Trump is saying MAGA means war with Iran, no Epstein files. MAGA means Mark Levin and Laura Loomer and Lindsey Graham are the best, and Tucker and Candace and Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones are the worst. It's just like, it's indefensible now. Fuck MAGA. It's
okay,
dead.
Okay, all right.
It's dead. I'll do it again for you. All right. MAGA
A little bit of F word. We don't want to do that. Sorry to radio and TV listeners. If that manages to sneak its way through, we hope we can dump it. Yeah, I mean, he's making your argument about, you know, the old team and the new team.
Well, I forgot there was another Avenger, Lindsey Graham. I completely forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Disney.
With my bubble wand.
And I said, can I please join the team?
Yeah, he's stalking the kids like it's big game hunting, in my opinion. in my opinion, that's his safari. He goes to Disney.
Do we have a picture of him at Disney? I gotta reminisce a little bit.
Cause you're right. And that's who we've been rejected. We've been passed on in favor of this. This is straight.
This is the new team. This is new MAGA, guys.
Yeah.
Get a great look at this.
Yeah, you're don't
This is what's supporting
him.
America. This is exactly what every single person at home wished for when they said.
Don't let him hold your water bottle. You're going to wake up, you're going to be hurting.
Yeah.
He's going to do something to
you. So lost.
In my opinion. Yeah. Not a good, oh my gosh. He's got a bubble wand at Disneyland. This guy, he breaks the law. He breaks our laws by going over these foreign countries and negotiating on behalf of the United States. Something as a senator, he's not allowed to do. Yeah. He's not allowed to actually go over to Ukraine and have Zelensky entertain him and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars reportedly at these hotels. You know, I'm hanging out with my boys. You know, that's the type of thing he's involved in. And that wouldn't be a problem if it wasn't the reason for his evil corruption and greed.
It's the Wild West now, man.
He uses his evil warmongering activities to fund his proclivities. Yeah.
Well, I want to go to the next clip, but before that, I just want to make people understand the degradation of what the presidency has become.
We
used to be like, I don't want to call it politically correct, but there was like...
They used to have to pretend.
They used to at least have to pretend to be like, you know, upstanding, kind of like, you know, somebody who's just like saying the right things, the right words, and
like
not necessarily
Obama,
going
perhaps.
Around and spraying insults all over the place.
Yeah, like an Obama.
Right. And again, some of the stuff he says is funny, hilarious, but then the rest of the world is watching, right?
Sure.
I don't see any of the other world leaders going out there and making a whole circus out of our country, right? They look at that, they clock that, they remember it. And when you're in a meeting, you think they're going to be taking that person serious? The only thing that they're taking serious is the force or the use of force.
Yes, and they are taking the use of force seriously. And they're seeing that we're willing to do these just massive attacks, basically with zero provocation. And specifically, if we're in negotiations with you, that's the most dangerous time for you.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking to you about a deal, you have special forces that are planning with like a giant mock-up how to do a raid of your house and take you out of there like Maduro. Like it's crazy.
And some people are going to listen to me say that, right? It doesn't mean that like now I want like the left to come in and I want a Gavin Newsom.
Oh, well, you want Gavin Newsom to be president?
No.
Okay.
Hell no. I don't want Gavin Newsom.
What do you say to those people?
What do I say to those people? I look at Gavin Newsom and I see what he did in California. No, we don't want that just because you're a good talking head. No, you need somebody who has a little touch of everything.
Well, they say it's literally just because the women think he like looks conventionally attractive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Like that's the,
yep. Oh, he's a good looking guy.
So
no, I don't want transgender stuff being pushed on me. Okay. That was one of the reasons why I was just sick of it. I'm like, it's fine. I have nothing wrong. You do what you want to do. But if you're going to try to get my little nephew or my niece to start thinking about, well, Rex, maybe you're not a boy. You know, maybe
you need hormone surgery at 8.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the thing. We want to protect children. We're against PDF file stuff. We're against child sexual surgeries and operations. And if you look at it, where else did this happen? Oh, it happened in Weimar, Germany. They were doing the same thing. Mothers and daughters would prostitute themselves on the street together. Yeah. OnlyFans, Bonnie Blue, all of it. We're going back to that time period and that age of degeneracy, and that always, it's the classic saying of the strong men create good times and the weak men create the hard times. We're in that period now. The boomers, sorry for the older audience, the boomers were that. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, let's go into what Laura Loomer said.
Really?
Or do you want to go back?
We have to do it. Clip number 6.
All right, let's go to clip number 6. Let's see what Laura Loomer's take was. She's part of the new Avengers squad.
Yes.
But the president has had enough of Tucker shit. And yeah, I'm just going to admit it. I send the president Tucker Carlson's clip so he can see the shit that he says about him. I do. And I want that motherfucker, Tucker Carlson, to know that I'm the one who knifed him from the front.
All right,
I want him to know. I'm not talking about physical.
All right. It's potty mouth. Bad, bad, bad. No, no, no. Can't swear on air. Man, we're really, it's the last day of the show.
Oh, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to watch that video all the way through to know exactly what her standpoint was.
Sure.
She's given him like the Gawk 9000 at that point.
Well, she's like, tell Tucker, I want Tucker to know it was me. I got the knife out. I stuck the knife in Tucker's throat. Like she goes on to brag. I have seen the full clip. She goes on to brag about how she was the one, like she wants them to know, like stab him from the front and all this crazy language.
She's such a pick me girl, man. Mm. Pick me, sure, pick me, sure. Trump, pick me, pick me.
The bigger problem with it is that they think that this is some sort of game. There's like, oh, we got over on them. Ah, Trump, oh, Trump owned them. FAFO. Hey, are we a serious country? Like, you know, like we're paying to bomb people right now. You know, we're going further and further into debt. You know, we're spending, on the war $11,500 a second.
Yep.
Okay. So like we got really serious problems and what this represents, the reason why we're covering it so seriously, the Trump tweet and the reaction to it, this is why we're not going to have a country in 5 years. This is why we're going to have a Great Depression. This is why everything's going to be screwed up permanently, because the one guy that was elected at the critical time where we could have still hopefully possibly maybe turned everything around, he took that hope and he lit it on fire.
No, you're right, because while people are paying attention to the headlines, the fights, it's all like smoke and mirrors.
Oh yeah.
It's not really highlighting the systems that are happening behind the scenes like I've been doing on my deep dives of the way that the American people are still being crushed on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. And we're calling it out as a distraction.
Right. We're calling it out as a distraction.
Right.
Right. Because here's the thing. Just 24, 48 hours ago where we were talking about peace deals with Iran, and now we're talking about the strait being closed again. Each country's probably going to be doubling down.
Yeah,
gas is going to keep going up. It's not. It hasn't come down. I went to the tank this morning, still at that $4 a gallon. So while we're distracted by these situations, and you know, he can sit there, criticize your father, criticize Tucker Carlson.
No, you're right. They're bombing people right now.
Yeah, they're bombing people at every second. And guys, not every single missile that's been launched, every attack is being documented. And we're not seeing all the ripple effect. And again, that ripple effect, we're already, dude, I want off the merry-go-round.
Yeah, please make it stop.
I still haven't recovered from the Biden administration.
This is Biden 2.0.
It's like I came out of comatose. I'm like, it's like the Walking Dead. I'm like, I wake up out of the hospital and I'm now
everybody's gone. Yeah. Like that is what it feels like. And it's so crazy to sit here and it's like a horror movie that was specifically designed for us, right?
Yeah.
It's like they made a monster out of everything that we ever like thought was great.
Yes.
It's really brutal, but we are covering it in the respect that it is all a distraction, right?
Right.
And only people this benefits are the people that are doing these heinous crimes right now that are in our government.
Yeah.
Because they get to, hey, we were all talking about Lebanon yesterday until this broke, and then we're not talking about Lebanon anymore. We were all talking about, you know, Pakistan and the peace summit and the discrepancy between what Trump said and they said. We're not talking about that anymore. We're talking about this. And this is very important for this reason. It's not important because Trump is like, oh, he's the czar of what matters and what means things. Trump is actually relevant to this. I want to see, and I'm calling for this right now, clip this, share this everywhere. I am calling for a Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones panel show.
That would
we have
legendary.
To do it. 100 million views. It would completely break and dominate the internet. It needs to be done. These are free speech, anti-war people that may disagree on certain things, but can come together and say, we deserve an American domestic and foreign policy that actually serves and benefits the will and the desires of the American people. Yep. That's what we voted for. It was very clear what we voted for. There are hour-long montages of Trump's campaign and Trump talking, and the things Trump said were great. And that's why we voted for him, because he said, I'd end the war on day one.
Yep.
He said no more neocon wars in the Middle East. He said he wouldn't do any of the things he's doing right now. And the people that have been ideologically consistent, at least on that, on being anti-war and being pro-free speech, they need to come out now and take a stand against this, because it's not just Trump coming after them for being anti-war. It is Trump coming after them at the behest of the dinosaur media, the Mockingbird media, the Mark Levin types, the Sean Hannity types, the Ben Shapiro types, who see Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones as a threat that they can't compete with in the marketplace of ideas. So what they are going to try to do through Trump is censor, suppress us, call us, like everything they say, every accusation is a confession. They're going to accuse us of being foreign agents. They're going to accuse us of being leftists, of being liberals. They are the real enemy.
Well, and just think critically about this. You think, you know, Mark Levin, Laura Loomer, Lindsey Graham.
Lady Graham.
Lady G. You think they're all going to be holding these positions if it was like, you know, Obama or Biden in there?
Well, no.
And there's no way.
See if we can find it while we talk about this. We'll stay on this topic for a little while.
There's no possible way they would support these things.
See if you can find the cat turd and Gunther Eagleman montages of the no more new wars.
Yeah.
No foreign
wars. Well, I forgot to add somebody to this list.
Who'd you forget?
Bongino.
But I threw it in there. Let's
read Bongino, because Bongino's also part of the Avengers team.
Sure.
I don't like people to throw popcorn in the arena. Even though now I do media, I'm a popcorn thrower myself now.
And it's just so insane.
Always looks like he got a flashbang hit with him.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, let's go ahead and pull up Bongino's tweet here.
I'm Dan Bongino, I'm a tough guy. I was in the Secret Service and I did the podcast. And I saw the devil in Washington, D.C. And now I do the podcast again. I'm not the deputy director no more, but I'm the main man. I'm the tough guy. I'm Dan Bongino.
And it's crazy, because didn't he come out of this place?
Yeah.
This is like one of his inflection points.
No. When I was 10 years old in 2012, I was watching Bongino on this network. When I was like 16, 17 years old, when I'm sitting in the IT room in InfoWars over there on the production side, I'm watching Dan Bongino host the fourth hour. And I've seen the file. He killed himself.
He activated.
Like that's the metamorphosis, man.
They hit the button. He activated.
Yeah, seriously, dude. And it's so crazy, because like all these things we talk about are very simple. All they had to do was release the files. All they had to do was not go to war. All they had to do was make things more affordable for Americans. All they had to do was basically nothing. They've taken all the most insane, crazy, extreme positions.
I support Trump. I support President Trump.
Like it's just, and I do Northern and Southerner accents to make fun of people. Okay. So I'm not picking on anybody when I do my voice. All right. It's not my fault.
No, this is reference to the one caller that came in.
Yeah.
I mean, that there's
my collar's blue, my neck is red.
Yeah. There's a one caller in that came in and it sounded like that. That's the reference, but.
Oh, the link in the rundown for Bongino is wrong. Will you see if you can find it on Twitter? It should be relatively easy to find. You can just find the portion of the screen that's more red, because that's his face.
No, it's fine. While we wait for that, let's go ahead and play the other response of your father.
Yeah, we'll play clip four.
It's literally the same talking points that we've heard 10,000 times before. I hope Alex is coming on. I was about to say.
I'm going to go shoot a report, but I'm just wondering if Trump's been held hostage or something. But listen, I'm not mad about this. He's mad that he's wrong. And he's mad he got set up by Israel. And he, once the man tries the child, this is dementia. And so, you know, it doesn't matter. We're going to keep intervening. He knows he was wrong about Iran. He's throwing a fit. And it's okay. We're going to continue to be adults and just respond to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs some theolites.
Yes, that's the high IQ response right there.
Somebody okay. Get Donald Trump some methylene blue immediately. Oh,
profile.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at that. I mean, I think your dad's holding a lot back and he's just trying to take the high route. But like, I was like, how can you, man? Like after supporting him for so long.
It's what he's always said to me. That's the real main guidance he gave me is just like, people are going to try to get you down the dirt. Just take the high road, do the thing that makes you like, you have to suppress your anger a little bit and it's not what you want to do. And that may sound crazy. He's like, oh, Alex is a really emotional guy and 100% he is. There's no denying that. And I can tell you that's the absolute truth. But at the same time, my dad is not a rabid dog. And what you see with these people is they're rabid dogs. I mean, look at blown out Bongino. Look at how bad he looks. He looks like a tweaker, man. Let's go ahead. And I know I look a bit chopped, but this is a different kind of vibe. This is a different thing. You know, of course, y'all come back to the main shot with me.
Much better looking. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tim. Very kind. I hope so. I hope so. I hope I'm at least a little bit better looking than Bongino. Let's play the Bongino clip. Okay, they got to pull it in really quick. But the thing about him, he does this whole campaign. We were talking about that, about me watching him on the network when I'm a kid and whatnot and seeing him growing up and be like, oh, he's one of those people like a RFK, like a Tulsi Gabbard. And we're like, oh, once they get in, they're going to be able to do great things. And you have to ask yourself, is it a matter of being out of your depth? Is it a matter of being compromised or co-opted? Or is it a matter of just being like they just tell you they're going to kill you unless you do everything they're going to?
Well, I think the biggest component there. I think the biggest component there is it's no longer on merit. It's who you like. It's who the guy that comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's who you know. It's about who's going to be the yes man, who's going to sit there.
Absolutely.
And praise the dear leader, right? Yeah. So that's really what it comes down to. So to your point about RFK.
Sure.
I'm still eating chemicals every single day. I'm like, what changed?
And we voted against that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, like, I think he's also not the one to completely blame. I'm sure he's dealing with a lot of stuff behind the scenes too, the lobbies.
I understand that, but here's the thing. The principal thing to do is to resign. RFK Jr. won a $270 million lawsuit against Monsanto for Roundup for glyphosate. He proved it caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and that it was carcinogenic in that context. Spoiler alert. If something's carcinogenic and destroys DNA in one concept, it is proven to cause one type of cancer, it causes all of the types of cancers. Okay, that's my speculation. I'm not a scientist, but here's the thing. They'll come at you with this excuse. They'll say, oh, it's only used to dry 3% of wheat, but it's also a matter of national security, and we absolutely must have it, and there's no way you can take it away. That's what RFK said. He says, it's a matter of national security. It's not actually used on 3% of the fields. It's used on a third of them, if you include weed control. So it's everywhere. We've used hundreds of millions of pounds more than when we started. We used 280 million pounds of it last year. And this stuff is an analog of the amino acid glycine. It is almost identical to a thing that you need to make all the collagen in your body. And it's in all of your food. Isn't that fun? And the guy that proved that it was bad, he's the guy saying, we have to have it now. Because apparently, do we need 50 flavors of chips at the gas station? Can we take a six-month break for that?
Sure, we do. We need the hot Cheeto, lemon pepper.
Yeah, the blue Takis. That's healthy.
So, I mean,
it's a food group.
I just think about it. Other countries have figured this stuff out. Why can't we just mirror or model some of the other stuff that's been banned in other countries? You go to Europe, guys. Bread is fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic. Freshly baked, you know, like exactly the ingredients. It's like water, what flour,
yeast,
like just super simple stuff. Okay. And then they take the old stuff and they give you fresh bread every single day. Here, no, your bread's gonna last for like a year.
Yes.
It's like, come on.
It's made out of some sort of like industrial chemical. You know, it's like Subway. They couldn't even call their bread because it had too much sugar in it.
And I think it was like something plastic.
Our chicken is like chlorine bathed. Like yeah. It gets a chlorine bath, and that makes it illegal to sell in like basically every other country. And like Lutnick, the commerce secretary, was like coping about this, and he's like, they don't even want our beef because our beef is beautiful and it would outcompete theirs. And it's like, no, actually, people aren't interested in United States, like soybean and corn feed because they know how bad it is.
Here's what I think goes on inside of the corporations.
Sure.
They go in, they're like, all right, we're going to formulate this food. Let's find all the worst things possible that could kill people.
200 of them.
And 200 of them. Ooh, this is used for like glass cleaner. Delicious. Let's put it in there.
Pesticide. We got to try that as well. Nice little pesticide there. Right. Round out the kid's brain.
But yeah, I mean, the whole point that we're making here, guys, is just like, it's, you come in, you expect something. Yep. You're supposed to be there for a reason and a mission. If you can't do the job, get out, just like Bongino.
Yeah, well, it's the bait and switch. Like, that's what it is. It's promising you one thing and then giving you another and then saying, because I gave you something, period, you must be grateful. And, like, that's not what we're doing here. This isn't like Trump isn't like our long-term fishing buddy.
No.
Right? Who, like, owes us a lure, right? That's not what this relationship is. Trump is our employee. Okay, and you got to get in this mindset, because I know the star power, a lot of people worship these politicians and whatever. These politicians are complete bozos.
Yep.
All right? Seriously, like the manager of a PetSmart is much more capable than your typical congressperson or senator. They're just empty suits that are bought in and know how to kind of grift off the system.
Yeah. And you can call us, this is a CNN operation. What happened?
It's CNN or InfoWar.
Yeah. So it's like you – anybody can be critical.
Sure.
But again, we're going to call out wrong is wrong, right is right. I don't care. I don't care what political affiliation that you have. And that's why the deep dive, we're coming up here on the deep dive. The deep dive for today, I need every single person to pay close attention to what I have to present today. It's going to be on misinformation. It's going to be on the things. You're going to learn about bot farms. You're going to learn about the ecosystems. You're going to learn that you might not actually be arguing with a real person. When you're going back and forth online, there's a lot of hidden systems and there's a lot of narratives, and I'm going to shock you. I'm going to challenge every single belief because I like to do that to myself. Yes. And I think everybody should be challenging themselves.
That's awesome. Really good speed and energy from you today. I think we've both gotten a lot better just doing this show and having the opportunity to present things to the audience. Really love the deep dive for that reason. And it's what you need to know. So if you want to be here for the hardest hitting facts and information that are going to make you like reconsider past events and think about things in the future differently, we got the deep dive coming up. Of course, it's going to be on misinformation. And to find more of these, we've done at this point almost hundreds of them, dozens and dozens of them. Go to the Gray Area Talks YouTube, all right, or our X page, and go ahead and subscribe, give us a follow, and watch all the phenomenal deep dives we've done together, the ones that Tim has done primarily on that channel as well. Thank you. We're going to be right back after this break. Last ever episode of The American Journal. Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins, closing it out. Thank you very much.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
In the heart of what was once the rugged, unyielding Republic of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott stands exposed as a willing participant in the quiet handover of the Lone Star State.
As long as I'm governor of this great state, Texas will be a land for the Indian community, a land of...
Abbott's recent directive freezing new H-1B petitions for state agencies and universities now rings hollow.
Governor Abbott made the announcement directing all public universities and state agencies to freeze new H-1B visa applications. Governor Abbott was on the Mark Davis radio show talking about his plan.
What job is it in our public schools in the state of Texas that these H-1B visas personnel are fulfilling that we can't fulfill here in our own public schools? I mean, those are exactly the types of questions that we're looking at.
A superficial gesture after years of courting the very demographic overhaul now transforming Texas suburbs into Little India.
Now, I wanted to come to this area because as you guys can see behind me, this is a residential area and you have this very large, very intricate temple that is in this location where you quite frankly would not expect it. And one of the first things I saw when we got here was a huge pile of shoes outside because you cannot wear shoes inside the temple. So you have a lot of people that are walking around this area barefoot. And I actually went inside myself because I wanted to go check it out. And when you get inside, you see people worshiping multiple deities. And the one that did stick out to me was the area where people were going to pray for blessings of health and also for work visas. Now, we're in Frisco, Texas, and going back to that changing demographic, back in 2010, you had about 10% Asian or Indian population in this area. That has since surged to over 30%, and on top of that, Texans telling me as well that some of these school districts now primarily are made up of demographically Asian students. So this is one of the ways that the culture is changing up here. You have multiple Hindu temples all over the DFW area.
Multiple H-1B-linked companies registered to single addresses have funneled donations to Frisco, Texas's first Indian mayor.
Take a look at this room of full of concerned citizens. They want you to answer questions about why some of the mayor's biggest donors are Indians that don't live in Frisco. Is it because the mayor's real estate business, or is he being bought out to ignore an Indian takeover? Why are people with multiple H-1B companies registered to one address donating to Frisco's first Indian mayor? We know Fortune 100 companies are employing foreigners on H-1B visas, but why are Indians in Frisco opening up their own businesses tied to H-1B? It's not a coincidence that Frisco's Indian population exploded 4,510% and there's potential visa fraud here.
The H-1B program landed in Texas with the 1990 Immigration Act, sold as a narrow fix for specialized skill shortages. What followed was a flood, especially from India, turning tech corridors and booming suburbs into outposts of chain migration and wage arbitrage.
I came here on H-1B 2004. Everybody was Americans. But the fast forward now, so you don't see any Americans.
Where are you from?
Hyderabad.
Hyderabad.
I'm from India.
From India?
Where in India? Hyderabad?
Why do you think Frisco became such a big hub for Indians?
They have their own community here. Okay.
No, it's not like that.
Not like that here in Frisco?
No.
Motherland India or Texas, USA?
Oh, obviously Motherland India.
Obviously Motherland India.
Hyderabad, of course.
Really? Did you come here on H-1B?
Yeah. I'm on H-1B.
H-1B?
Yeah.
You're H-1B?
Yeah.
Working here at 7-11?
Yeah.
We need more or less H-1B people here?
We need a lot less. I have two master's degrees. I was making over $100,000 a year. They said, you're too expensive. We're going to hire Indians.
Now I'm looking into some of these companies. I think there may be more than meets the eye. Why not check in and see what we find? This one is Tech Bits on the LCA. We've got two 2025 workers on site. I don't think anyone is here at Tech Bits.
This is colonization. This isn't immigration. The Indian loyalty remains overseas. Cultural enclaves form parallel economies, and American families get priced out or pushed aside. This isn't stewardship. It's selling Texas out. While private sector H-1B abuse rolls on unchecked, the governor's cozy relationship with the Indian community betrays the very people who built Texas. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheOptionStore.com to get T3 now available. And methylene blue at TheOptionStore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning. Oh, I love this song. I hope you guys are doing well this morning. Some people might be on their commute, might be drinking a little cup of coffee, but we love to have the privilege to be with you guys here as we start the deep dive.
Yes. And explain to them again really quick.
So there might be new people. The whole point of the deep dive and why I brought this to the American Journal, we were doing it on our own show on Gray Area, but it was right. Really, this is an information war everywhere. Everything is about propaganda. A lot of people just read headlines and don't understand the specifics around situations. The whole ethos is just to make sure that people understand that situations can have nuances to them. And often a lot of the things and a lot of the mistakes that we make here in society and in America come from a historical context where we could have prevented things. Okay. So the whole point of this deep dive is to give you guys information. That way you know what to look for the next time a situation happens.
About to break down and explain propaganda to the audience.
I really did save this for the end. I spent 2 days on this deep dive. Right. And I spent a lot of hours just making sure that I was compiling it in a way that wasn't skewing you one way or another. Now, people are going to hate what I have to say today, or they're going to love what I have to say today. To me, it doesn't matter. This is the truth. And you can take the medicine, you can reject the medicine, but this is the reality on the ground. And so what I'm going to do here before we even start.
I'm excited.
I'm going to do something on purpose. And somewhere in this deep dive, I slipped in a wrong fact. Okay. And it's not to scam you. It's to prove how easy it is to let something look. It's to understand how easy to let something through that looks clean, sounds confident. It fits the whole narrative, but the story is not actually
a little trick here.
Yeah. And you're not going to be able, you might be able to tell if I'm lying. I may not be lying about a certain thing, but that fact will be in my deep dive. And I'll halfway through expose it.
Comment under the show what you think it is before it's over. Okay. That'll be a fun thing to do.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about misinformation, and the modern lie is not always fake information. A lot of the time it's real information presented in a way that quietly pushes you towards the wrong conclusion. And so that's what this video is about. It's not about fake headlines. It's not about fringe rumors. You know, the system that bends reality before it reaches you, okay? And it bends it in layers, first through institutions, through feeds, through personalities. Right, all of these things culminate together. And so by the time it reaches the audience, or the person that's watching a piece of content, a lot of people are not really looking at reality anymore.
Sure.
Okay, they're looking at a version that was selected, it was framed in a nice little box.
It's a curated echo chamber.
Yes, and then it was emotionally packaged to them. Right. And that's typically how a lot. And so to understand how that works, we need to start with what propaganda used to look like, and this is the historical context. So let's pull up that image number one of this World War II propaganda poster. And we're just going to kind of see like what it used to be like for these people. You see this?
I've got that in my home.
Really?
I've got that in my home. That used to hang on the wall here, did it not, crew?
Mm-hmm.
The crew knows I'm absolutely 100%
Yeah, and propaganda is not new. Governments always used to try to shape public opinion. And so the older version was easier to spot because it was more centralized. It came from governments. It came from war offices, major broadcasters, newspapers, posters, radios, you name it, right? And so it looked official, sounded right. official, and it even manipulated people. And the chain between power and message was shorter and easier to trace.
Well, think about it for a second. Let's go back to that image, okay? Political cartoons are like one of the oldest forms of political speech. I mean, it goes back to ancient times. They were doing stuff. I mean, the Egyptians, you name it. But we think about this now. Doesn't this remind you of like an AI video or something like that? That was this generation's version of what we have today. And this was extremely effective at shaping people's minds.
No, you're right. And this is what changed. I mean, the goal didn't change, but what actually changed was the delivery system that changed.
Sure, absolutely.
Like we're talking about today. And now that same function moves through newsrooms, feeds, creators, fake accounts, recommendation systems. It doesn't arrive looking like propaganda anymore, like the poster that we were just looking at. It arrives looking like fake news.
Right.
It arrives, well, not fake news, like real news, and it arrives looking like something that just appeared on your phone. And sure. So one of the first places that the distortion starts and people think is the most safe, and maybe not so much anymore, is the mainstream media. And so when people hear misinformation, they think about websites, trolls, crazy posts online, but a lot of that distortion starts earlier than that. And so to understand, I always had this thought, like, why do these media companies, like the Fox, MSNBC, all these places, why do they lean the way they do? Why, let's stop asking the wrong question. The wrong question is like, why are they all just lying? The better question is like, who are they serving?
Yeah, because it's clear they work for somebody.
Yes.
Right? It's not just like this operation, and we talked about a little bit here. We talked about it a lot last night on stream, if y'all want to catch that. I mean, this is the most organic, free environment. Nobody tells us what to cover, what to do. I literally just walked in here.
Yeah.
Started doing a show, and you did as well. Of course, you prepped the deep dive, but it's all organic. It's all real. It's original. That's why people love what we do here on the network, and that's why people support InfoWars, support my dad.
Yep.
These people, they are literally just cut out for the government. That like you watch Sean Hannity, you might as well be watching like the Defense Department.
No.
Or something like tell you what they want you to think.
You're right. And you got to think about like, you know, what reality does the audience expect who's watching those? And we can pull up image number two that's going to show the breakdown of what people are watching in what space. So let's pull up the most watched news channels and you get to see the,
is this the circle? Oh no. Oh, no. I see. Okay.
So we've got Fox.
They got 29%. The nursing home in a chokehold, dude. They got a pile driver.
29%. You got CNN. 22%. You got CBS at 10, NBC at 10%. We got ABC News at 8% and MSNBC at 7%. These are like the Trojan horses, that most people watch. And so we actually saw that, you know, these networks are not just compelling for one shared national audience. They're serving different trust communities. And so let's pull up the next image, which is, let's look at the trust in mass media and see it's just gone down.
Wow.
So we've got the blue line, which is Democrats. I guess they still just believe everything.
So 11% of Republicans have a great deal or fair amount of trust and confidence in mass media. And then Trump's coming out and signaling all the support for mass media. Not to bring it back to that.
No, you're good.
It's just incredible. 100% support me. Well, 90% think the people you back are fake news.
Yeah.
Wow.
Independents are sitting around 29%.
Wow.
And this is from 2023. So like, again, these numbers probably went even lower.
Look at the Democrats though. 58%. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, buddy.
Well, here's the thing. Like, again, we've talked about this before. The Democrats are pretty united. I mean, they don't step out of line.
Yeah, it's a hive mind,
you know? Yeah. So Republicans kind of question everything. And so there was a Pew, which is a Gallup, which basically found that 57% of Republicans regularly get their news from Fox News, while 48% of Democrats regularly get their news from CNN. And, you know, these networks are not just reporting the events. They're packaging the events for different tribes. And so right. once an outlet becomes a home base for one tribe, it stops being about neutral information. And it starts being about like a world view delivery system.
Right.
And so, you know, it doesn't mean that every anchor is lying, but a lot of people inside of those institutions,
they're paid not to know.
Well, it's not just that. They actually believe the frame that they operate in.
Sure.
So like Jesse Waters goes on there. He's not just like going on there just spew. He's like in the system.
It's a military operation,
you know,
like literally it's a paramilitary operation. They're doing info war.
Yeah. And you spend enough time talking, you spend enough time behind the scenes, you adopt the ideology of the system that you're in.
Right. Like a soldier doesn't know why he kills. He just kills because the government tells him to do it. Just the same way these people spread propaganda because the government tells them to do it.
No, you're 100% right.
And that's not like a direct, like, you got to do this. It's all their friends. It's the influence network.
It is the influence network. And so, you know, the system pressure kicks in. So your audience who's actually watching your news channel, they expect a certain frame, then you kind of have to keep feeding it. And if your business depends on attention,
right.
conflict gets rewarded.
Sure.
And then if access depends on your insiders, you learn which lines cost you, like which lines you can't cross.
Yes.
And so a lot of the distortion happens before any lie is actually told. It happens through selection. It happens through what actually gets covered. It happens what gets buried. And which facts become the headline and which facts become, you know, a paragraph 12. So it's like you look at it, a person who's going to do a news report is already filtering out as much information as possible.
Well, this thing they're putting up here, you might remember this from COVID. These are all the local news people that work for these big companies that you're just talking about with the attention capture over the market. They're all parroting the exact same, literally just the teleprompter speech.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about here. That's the Mockingbird Media.
Yes. And so now we're getting to this new common, we're getting to a new age, right?
Right.
Where people are not trusting mainstream media anymore.
People are on their
phone. And now, yes, the phone and the feed have taken over. And so, you know, let's talk about the feed that blends reality on its own. And so social media doesn't just distribute information. It starts ranking that information.
Right, right.
Okay. And the ranking system is not asking, well, is this true? It's asking, did this get a reaction? And that's a key distinction. And let's pull up image number 4. That's going to show 54% of Americans actually are getting their news from social media today.
Wow.
And these are all of the,
I get my news from YouTube. Yep.
Yeah. So it's YouTube, it's Facebook, it's TikTok, it's X, it's Reddit, it's Snapchat, LinkedIn. If you're getting your news off Snapchat,
getting your news off LinkedIn.
Yeah. LinkedIn, there's a demographic for that.
Interesting.
Especially if you're talking about like more business.
Okay. Okay.
Business aspects. People are creating like newsletters and things like that. And, you know, I just think about this, right? It's kind of hard to avoid it because people are looking for a new outlet to look at. And so more than half of Americans are now getting it. And from social media and for millions of people, the feed is actually, you know, how reality gets assembled for these people. And not just these people, it's everyone. Okay.
Right.
So people say, you know, the algorithm just shows you what you like. And that's not the full picture here. The algorithm is not reflecting you. It's actually testing you. And this is the key distinction here. And I want you guys to pay attention. It throws content at you and it watches what you do. And then it learns from a reaction, not a preference. And then once it finds a pattern that works, it escalates that pattern. And so, one thing.
Doesn't sound friendly.
No, it does not sound friendly. And so we've got a situation to where MIT, let me make sure I got my train of thought here. So MIT did this study where they verified true and false news stories.
Okay.
And the things that were shared on social media from 2006 to 2017. And what they found was that false information is 70% more likely to spread more than the truth. And wow. It spreads 6 times faster. And the reason is simple, because false information triggers a stronger emotional response, fear, disgust, surprise. And so the system rewards whatever gets the biggest reaction.
And that's the definition of rhetoric, is the emotional component of argument or speech.
Remember, what was the word for 2025 of the year?
We covered this.
Rage bait was the number one word of the year that they go in each year and the dictionaries select a word. Rage bait has become its own term. And so the ideas that travel the best are not the calmest or the most accurate. They're the ones that hit harder. The anger, the disgust, the fear, you know, the tribal identity.
The dark side. Ooh,
you know?
Yeah.
And so at once, the same kind of content just keeps showing up and your brain starts treating it like a real pattern. And so that is what we call an availability heuristic, where we stop judging what's common by real skill and you start judging by what comes to your mind fastest. And availability heuristic, I'm going to play this video and it's going to break it down. I need you guys to pay attention. We are all susceptible. I have also been prone to this. This is why I do the deep dive. This is the reason why I'm doing, covering these things so that I can reframe my mind. So let's go ahead and play video number one, where we talk about availability heuristic. This is a fallacy that we all fail to realize about ourselves.
In the 1970s, cognitive psychologists Amos Tversky and Daniel Kahneman researched how we make snap judgments and discovered one way smart people make dumb decisions. They found that people believe an event will be more likely to occur if they can conjure up examples or memories of it, especially if those examples are particularly vivid, scary, or awesome. So say you're in a casino and you win $2 at a slot machine. Suddenly, every flashing light and ringing bell in the place goes off, but when you lose, which is the vast majority of the time, it's just crickets. With all their lights and noise making, the casino makes sure that wins are super vivid and memorable, while losses just go away unacknowledged. That way, the next time you're standing there with $100 in your pocket, you're more likely to overestimate your chances of winning, because the memories of winning are more striking. The more mentally available those memories are, the more it seems that it's going to happen again. This is known as the availability heuristic, and it can warp our judgments of people, too. If we keep remembering news footage that shows people of a given group shooting guns, that can shape our impression of the entire group, even if what we saw was only a tiny minority within that group. Essentially, we're great at fearing the wrong things. We worry about being killed in a plane crash or getting bitten in half by a shark or accidentally choking on a dumpling. Thanks to our brain's B-roll of horrific images, we come to fear what's actually very rare instead of worrying about much more common but less memorable ends like car accidents, cancer, and heart failure.
Okay, what do you think about that?
That's the key, you know, and that's how they all get us trapped in these false paradigms. We're worried about, you know, I mean, think about, ooh, the nuclear weapon. Even though that's not true,
yeah,
it's terrifying.
I keep having so many arguments where I tell people the probability that a nuke actually ever gets used is almost zero. And the reason is it's deterrence. The nuke was there to prevent wider wars from breaking out because everyone's so afraid. And no one wants to mutually destroy themselves. Even if you talk about the Samson option and the Israelis and what they're willing to do, people also have to puff up their chest.
Sure. No, I totally agree. Another factor to all of this is that it's uncomfortable to think about, like, the gradual, very steep now decline that we're in as a country and actually think about the domestic things that we have to address to deal with that problem. It's much easier for people to think about, like, a Marvel movie of some sort of war or conflict that they can spend all their political time on instead of actually trying to make things better here at home. And that's what I think the MAGA movement got trapped into.
Yes. Now
that's key. The good report.
You know, and it's going to keep getting better. We've got a lot still lined up, and each thing is just going to completely blow your mind. Right. And so this is the point at which I reveal the fact, the wrong fact, the lie that I slipped to you guys earlier. Can you take a guess where it was, Rex? Can you think about it?
I don't know. I'm dumb. I'm cattle. I failed.
Okay. Let's pull up image number two again. The one with the news networks. Let's pull that one up. This was a lie, okay? So the picture was real, but the conclusion that I let your brain form was the problem. What this picture is showing you is it's a stat and a picture from 2015.
Oh, what's it now?
Who knows? But again, the way that I say it, the way I present it, you even had commentary on this. You were like, damn, 29%. That's crazy.
Right.
But again, I showed you something that was misleading, and it's that easy. It's that easy. When I speak with conviction, when I say I've got the facts here.
Just leaving out the context.
Yeah, and I leave out the context. It's that easy. And so somebody could have taken this photo. They can go out and they can spread this to 20 more people, and those 20 more people, if it's shocking enough, that's how easy misinformation spread before people realize it's all about how I framed it. I made it seem like this was something that was happening in like 2025,
sure.
2026.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, let's look at this other thing here. You know, modern information is one thing that works, but we're also got to think about something that happened over time. Have you ever watched this video of this KGB agent that talks about
Yuri Bezmenov? Russia? Of course.
Yeah, I want to play this video, and this video is to give context. What he's saying in this video, it's not wrong. It's not right. We don't know the full extent, but these systems are in place. They did put out this campaign to break America in a non-conventional way.
Sure, and it doesn't have to just be them. They're doing it off of psychological principles that work for whatever group would want to do something like this. Do we have time to roll it, you think?
Probably not. We'll do that after.
Yeah. We'll do it into the next segment here, but I think this is key, and this is why we love to do the deep dives, is because, like, when you said, oh, I'm doing the deep dive on misinformation and propaganda, I was like, huh, what does that mean? But now you're getting into it, you're breaking down that key logical fallacy that we all fall victim to, where they try to rage bait. Literally, yeah. They try to use emotion to argue with rhetoric. And the key observation I make with that, when they're pushing propaganda, when they're pushing a war and they want people to go, they want Americans to go support killing people over there, what they have to do, because that's not a position based on fact, logic, or reason, there's no reason for us to be over there murdering people. What they have to do is they have to blend that sociopathic, parasitic desire with a legitimate, pure, honest emotion. They have to invoke that emotion in the recipient. That's how the magic spell works. So what that emotion is you don't care about the American soldiers that died in 1979.
Yep.
You don't care about the missile attacks on Israeli civilians. You don't want to invade. You don't want to help those people. And what that does to somebody that is a good person but ignorant and uninformed, they go, well, I don't want to kill civilians. I want to go protect our allies over there. We have to have boots on the ground.
Yeah.
And that sleepwalks us into World War III.
And as much as we debate people, as much as we call people out who have fallen to a certain level of propaganda, everyone,
sure,
I have fallen to propaganda.
Me as well. Myself. Everyone. Rex,
no one can say that they haven't.
Yeah.
But I don't blame the person for not understanding the hidden systems that operate behind the curtain. Nobody can. So I can't hate a person or, you know, I hate saying the boomer, but like, I can't knock on the person that just, again, this is how the system built. They did their job. They did a good job of giving the information in a way that was compelling. And so people just want to find out the truth, and they're going to go find and seek that out however they can, is what I'm seeing.
I want to revise my statement a little bit. I said we don't hate anybody. That's really true. We don't want to condemn anybody to death or anything. We want everyone to live a long life and to be ultimately just to not be dead. We want that everyone to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But the people on the right that are pushing the war, that are pushing the death and all this, I do actually hate them. I really do. And it makes me really mad because they know they're complicit in the system of propaganda that you're laying out here. We're going to be right back with the deep dive. I want to remind you guys, I want to tell you right now, we got the methylene blue tincture sale at 72% off. If you subscribe, that's $16.79 a month. Lock in for life as long as you stay subscribed. Deal won't last forever. You want to get that. You want to get the amazing zeolite, which is an amazing chelator. It helps with the heavy metals. It's a porous mineral. It helps pull things out of your body that maybe shouldn't be there. Really cool that we have that product now. I've looked into that for a while. I really do believe in it. I think it's great. We have the InfoWars cooler as well. Well, that's still around. That's $99.99. And then if you're a VIP member, you can get it for, I think, another $20 off. Really good deals at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep in mind, you need to support Alex in his fight. The best way to do that is to support Bigly, the sponsor, and to go to thealexjonesstore.com and to get the phenomenal deals offers available. Letting you know right now, we'll be right back with the deep dive. Tim Dawkins, Rex Jones, breaking it down. See you soon.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us.
Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 50-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. So we've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect. But it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins in here the final day to watch American Journal. And y'all are going to want to follow us on Gray Area Talks on X. But look at this. World's most powerful reset. President DJT, this just happened minutes ago.
This is the new propaganda, guys.
2 minutes ago.
Yep. This is what it looks like. That's why we're doing the deep dive.
Well, it's a white rabbit event, right? He's pulling another white rabbit out of his hat. It's just another attempt to distract, or it could mean a preamble to total war. This is the thing. It's not fair to do this to us.
This is, we didn't vote for these jokes, you know, man.
And meanwhile, while all these things are happening, there are other countries that are actually behind the scenes fueling this entire argument, all the debates that we have.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and play video number two that talks about this Russian KGB agent. Now, as I, while we watch this, what I want you to do is just take the video with a grain of salt. We can't confirm every single thing that he's talking about, but these were real systems that they put in place. And they had a real target to destroy the American.
Do your own research, make up your own mind, we identify
it, it. But it does enhance the whole idea of what I'm trying to show here. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, aktivne meroприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
Think about that.
No,
the last part of that was the most critical that I wanted people to understand.
Sure. I mean, that's everything right there. And that's what we're worrying against right now. It's the demoralization. These people have been demoralized. They believe Trump is their savior, their only way out, the only true patriot. And anything he says, therefore, is not patriotic, yeah. Including all his past supporters and all his past political platforms. That's how you can get people to support genocide.
Yeah. And by the way, that video was filmed in the 80s, guys. In the 80s.
I wanted to touch on something here that I think is important. So we talk a lot about the Cold War and about how the Cold War never really ended, about how we kind of declared victory. George H.W. Bush declared that we had won the Cold War, which he really never should have said. And It just kind of snowballed, started a whole series of bad events. NATO expansion, all of it. While that's happening, while just like the war hawk hatred of Russia remains and just gets more concentrated in Washington, you have in parallel, you have the entirety of academia, all of the experts, all of the students going in to be taught the language of HR information. You have all these people being raised on very, very hardcore left-wing socialist communist, like Russian or USSR platform, basically. Mm-hmm. Right. But along the way, that got changed, that got mutated, and it became its own, like, weird, like, I call it Portland, Oregon politics, right? Where it became its own American version of that thing. And now you have that monster, which is going to help, you know, in a weird way, it's going to help the establishment monster keep the people down.
Yep.
Because when the alternative system comes to be proposed, we need an alternative system. We look at the two-party system and go, Democrats don't help, Republicans don't help, we need something else. The hardcore leftist communists are going to come and say, oh, we have a solution. We've been talking about this forever. And the people that don't know anything about their own rights, don't know about their First and Second Amendment, and how those will be the first things to fall and be taken away. And, oh, don't worry. The state guard at the loving commune will take care of you. Don't worry. He's a black, gay, and trans, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's the concentration
camp by your
name. Seriously. But go ahead.
I'm here to save you.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's
Little
like,
Nas X. Uh-oh.
Little Nas X comes to save the day. Now, it's just like, and I'll speed run through some of this stuff, but like, the whole point is what Rex is talking about, and I agree with you, that far left also exists on the far right, and you take both of those medicines, they will lead you down a terrible path.
Sure.
Okay? So, another thing that we need to understand about this whole situation is how it's playing out today, and, you know, what's changed is now the delivery of that.
Okay.
So let's look at video number 3, which is about these fake Russian bot accounts, but also other countries who are trying to actively attack the minds of Americans. And again, we don't know the entire full scope of this, but there has been a lot of research that has gone into this, in which you have probably at some point in your life, it's not even an if,
definitely,
you have interacted with a bot of some sort. You may have had a conversation. You thought that person was real. Let's go ahead and roll number 3.
Here are some highlights of how the troll campaign works. So each troll farm employee must make 2 different tiers of troll accounts. And in the first tier, you have to purchase 20 pre-existing Facebook accounts with pre-existing community memberships. So the second tier is newly created accounts that supports the first tier. And the second tier will follow businesses and local politicians. And they're instructed to join Facebook groups and make friends with real Americans. They must upload photos and statuses and life updates and news articles about things unrelated to politics a minimum of once every 3 days. Nowadays, it's safe to assume that the amount spent on troll farms and bots eclipses the 2016 election cycle. It's more rampant than it's ever been. But even back in 2016, when you go through the reports of the tiny sliver of things that have been proven to be Russian trolling, it's staggering. There are images, videos, posts, entire online campaigns that I personally remember seeing that ended up being 100% intentionally fabricated. If you're an American or European watching this, your political reality and memories are partially manipulated by the Russian government. Oh, and I know, I am very aware that at this point we are all accustomed to hearing the broken record of Russian interference, and depending on your politics, you either imagine Trump using propaganda to steal an election, or you imagine a giant hoax played out by the Democrats. And if you've paid attention to this video so far, contemplating the fact that there is no middle ground or compromise between those two things should hit you like a sack of bricks. It's also worth noting that virtually every populated country has a troll farm these days to try and manipulate their own affairs, including the United States. And while Russia is the proud leader in international psyops, Iran is suspected to have troll farms that are interfering with American politics as well. When people think of Russian misinformation, they associate it with Donald Trump. These troll farms were very involved in Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign. They were involved in Black Lives Matter accounts and Facebook pages and white supremacist rallies.
Yeah. There are real bot farms. And the thing that you have to pay attention to, every single country has this system where they are trying to push out a narrative and disrupt the average person in that country. And you can see how quickly this becomes a mess. And now that you have AI into the equation, you can turn the acceleration on these fake accounts, the
sure.
bot farms, the coordinated posting, the network, the synthetic outrage, right?
It's another form of scamming, and scamming is becoming more effective.
Right. And so it's not random chaos all the time. Everyone asks, like, why do I feel like every single day I go on an app or I'm on the internet and it just feels so negative, right? And it's organized exploitation of the system that was already optimized for conflict. And so a fringe narrative can look mainstream.
Right.
But a fake movement can look organic. And so a hate campaign can look normal, like it's public opinion and that this is real and those things. And so that's why you start seeing, you know, a lot of the rhetoric that comes out against different groups, whether it's white people, whether it's black people, whether it's Indians, whether it's Muslims.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Each one has its own campaign, whether it's
Jewish. That's a great way to get people angry and excited all the time and
right.
focus on something that's not real news.
And so the one thing I'm sure a lot of people are watching this on is X. We got to talk about X, okay?
Uh-oh.
Let's go ahead and roll number four here because X is also very susceptible to bot accounts right now.
This video is going to attempt to give you a useful and complete answer to a very valid question. When you're browsing, engaging, or debating with political content on Twitter or X, roughly what percentage of those interactions are not with a real person? Over the last 10 years, how often were you literally talking to bots or people pretending to be your American or Western European neighbors working in this office building, a massive troll farm in St. Petersburg, Russia? We're going to explore who you've been interacting with, what tools they're using, and how much they're being paid to do it. And we're even going to look at some guidelines that a fake social media user has to follow when interacting with you. Most importantly, we're going to go very deep into understanding how misinformation works and why it's a thing. This video is going to be fucking wild, so let's just get on with it.
Are we, can you guys pause this? I think I only want to cover like 2253, but it's okay. We'll speed run through this. Basically what he's talking about in this video is that a third of the accounts on X are actually bots. A third. And that means that's somebody that you're interacting with. Now you can kind of argue what it is or what it's not, but at the same time, they also did a study, and Elon Musk has been complaining about this lately as well, but like for, I think it was like a campaign of some sort where they were
right.
doing commercials. It was like $70 billion went to like these bot campaigns that had nothing to do with a real product or real service.
Wow.
So when I highlight these things, I highlight them so that people are aware. You cannot believe everything in a vacuum, and not everybody has your best interest in mind. They're just doing their job, whatever system told them.
Sure.
And the system's getting out of control. And so now, instead of these, you know, mainstream media and these type of things, people have turned to creators instead. And so you've got a lot of, you know, people left traditional media because they thought independent creators would be, you know, the better alternative and would be more honest and less filtered. But I mean, they didn't escape the pressure. I mean,
sure.
they entered a different type of pressure system. And so, in that world, attention is currency. You've got watch time, you've got clicks, you've got retention, you've got virality. And so the changes is what stories get rewarded. And so most, it's not to the most proportionate ones, it's ones that hit.
Right.
And so this is why creator style journalism can feel more real while being more distorting. And I'm just going to show you what I saw is not neutral. Creators still frame it. They do a framing. And so I'm here today. You're going to say, well, I'm an independent person, but
right.
I know where my conscience is at and what I am trying to do as I am trying to give value to the marketplace. One thing that I have told Rex explicitly, and you'll remember this conversation, I said, I'm not interested in selling my soul. I have a real message to give to people. I have a real need for people to wake up and understand this is the whole ethos of who I am and why I do these deep dives. And so one of those people that I got to talk about, and he's not just like the only person doing this. There's a lot of people, and he's done some good journalism. You've heard of Tyler Oliveira, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler Oliveira has blown up significantly over the last 5 years. Whether you like him, whether you dislike him, I like a lot of his videos. I think he does a phenomenal job piecing things together. But he is a perfect example of independent journalism in which you frame for virality and you let people form their own conclusions without giving them the full story. And that's where it gets tricky and that's where it gets wrong and that's where you see a lot of anger surface. So if you remember, Tyler did a video on Indians and the poop throwing festival. It was all over the internet. Do you remember that?
Yeah. The festival is real,
right?
Not?
So yeah, let's I'm going to clarify that this isn't me like being like, oh, you're an Indian lover. No, I'm giving you an example of something that was taken out of context. So let's go ahead and play number five of Tyler Oliveira at the Indian festival. Let's go ahead. And
so much. that's me at a poop-throwing festival in India, where the villagers spend 6 months collecting cow poop and celebrate the end of Diwali by throwing it at each other and rubbing it on their skin.
I'm sinking! I'm sinking! I'm sinking!
Yeah.
That is like the craziest footage you could get.
No, it is crazy
footage.
It's
like the craziest. You know, he's wearing like the white suit.
Yeah.
To like
and
more contrast.
And he's not lying about the fact that this event exists. He went there. It's a real event and that matters. But, you know, and it's not the footage is fake or anything like that. You know, it's the point at which what he's trying to get the audience to think. And so Tyler is kind of framing this tiny local ritual. And it feels like a statement about India itself. And so this festival is called Goraba, and it's tied to this like border village between these two locations, Karnataka and Tamil. Okay. And we can pull up the image on the map and I can show you guys where this is in India. And again, this is an example. Tyler is not the only person doing this. You can see it's the small region out of India. And so, you know, in the last available census, it puts the population of this village about 2,745 people. And India's current population is about 1.47 billion. And so this village makes about 0.00019% of the country.
So I think what you're saying here is you're like, look, they had this sect here doing this thing.
Yes.
It's not the whole country.
Yeah. So that was the confusion. And it was never clarified at any point.
You might disagree with some points, but I can agree with that. That does make sense.
So that was the whole, that's the whole reason. It's about the framing. It's not about me being like, Tyler's the worst thing since sliced bread. I think being misleading is disingenuous in itself. And he's not the only one guilty. There's a lot of creators that will do that because the story is interesting. It's cool. And if you get to say, well, you know, this thing happened in India and people are putting poop on themselves, there's a whole billion plus people that are pissed off about this because they're like, we don't like this stuff. We don't participate in it. It's not sanitary. We don't believe in it. It's the small rural village that decided to do this. And so this doesn't just pertain to just India. It's like a lot of different countries, a lot of different people. You know, the same thing happens to white people, black people, whatever race you name it, where things get taken out of context. And all I'm trying to do is shed light on these situations and how people report them.
You want to play clip 4? We have it.
What?
We have the timestamp that you wanted from earlier.
Oh, no.
If you don't, it's cool.
No, we might play it at the end. So, I mean, look, the creator doesn't have to say this represents the whole country. He just has to say something shocking and then leave the scale and the vague context to let the viewer make up the conclusion on their own. And so this isn't just about one creator. It's about the system that rewards the format, the rare anomaly, the high disgust, the minimal context, the fast audience conclusion. And so, you know, at the same time, what my whole point of this show here is, I want you guys to start filtering things through your, you know, permeable brain in which we all are susceptible to things. And so we've got to create a filter for ourselves and ask 4 questions before we really think about things. It's what's real here? What's the scale or context that is missing? What emotion is this trying to trigger? And who benefits if I walk away with the most extreme interpretation of the situation? And so one more thing that I want you guys to take away from this conversation. We have this thing called Occam's razor. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. The simplest solution to the problem is or explanation for the problem is usually correct.
And I'll clarify. So when you're comparing explanations and what Rex is saying is true, the simplest one, the one that requires the fewest assumptions, is often most likely. And so people sometimes spin elaborate theories. They explain events. They ignore that random chance or straightforward causes are more probable, right? And so that will not hold true every single time, this theory, this principle. But sometimes there really are, you know, there really are hidden systems at work and things that need to be exposed. And it's not always just black and white in the straightforward situation.
And that's why we do the gray area on on Thursday and Sunday, 7:30, 10:30. You want to be there.
Yes.
Seriously, because more deep dives like this are always coming and we get a guest. And here's the thing. The development of the deep dive. What you just laid out here was super high level. I wasn't even expecting it. I was expecting a lot more like anecdotal examples. When you get into Yuri Bezmenov and the demoralization and all of it, we see it laid out right in front of us, folks. And if you want to see a lot more stuff like this, go to Gray Area Talks right now, Thursday and Sunday. We are live there. Yeah. We do this for you. Tim does it for you. He loves it. We all love it. I always learn something. And people come and they say, I already knew all that. It's like, okay, well, first off, you didn't. And then second off, it's good to review information and keep it in your head. When was the last time you learned all of it? Five years ago? I learned something new every single time we do a deep dive, and I'm super happy about that one.
So. There's a reason why I wore the shirt today. It wasn't to sit here and be like, oh, you know, I'm going to plug the show. No.
We must plug more!
No. The reason why I wore this shirt is because this is my embodiment of what I believe in. The reason why I said, Rex, I think we should name this the gray area is because I realized that everyone looks at everything binary, black and white. Like sure. Somebody reports something, it's either this or that.
Sure.
No. It's all about nuances, and it's about the gray area in which two things can actually exist and be true at the same time. At the end of the day, Rex, I was taught early on by a lot of people who were also propagandized that I needed to hate you.
Right.
That the white man was the reason why everything was bad and why I couldn't do anything.
Yes.
Okay. This is my own anecdotal, and I know we're coming up on a break, but people of every single race have been super generous to me over my lifetime. I grew up in very like heavy white affluent towns, and the people there were just the nicest, the kindest people. And I was outside of this bubble. I was outside of this bubble, and I realized I have no beef with you.
Sure.
But there is a whole community in which they propagandize, you know, even the African Americans to hate the white people.
Sure.
It's the same thing on the other side. There's a whole demographic of people that are like, well, as the white man, we've got to hate the black people. We got to hate these other races. And it's in every single race. And I want to stop the madness.
Sure. No, absolutely. I think that's a powerful message. We all agree. We're all Americans. We're all here for a reason. And we got to support each other and lift each other up, not tear each other down. And it's time to move past that Hegelian dialectic. What you just talked about, that logical fallacy. What was it called again?
You're talking
the availability
about,
heuristic.
Yeah, availability heuristic.
We got to move past that. We got to evolve. I'm going to do another plug here, but it's not going to be a typical plug that you've expected. Can we pull up 50%off.com? I want to tell you guys right now, if you're an InfoWars listener, you're listening to the show for a very long time. I'm a supplement white labeler, formulator. I have a manufacturing facility up in Denton, and I have a shipping center out in Leander. I reformulated and recreated Knockout Sleep Support. If you want Knockout Sleep Support, the same formula you know and love from back in the day, hundreds of thousands of units sold. I've taken this for like 10 years straight. Basically, this product's been available. I have the original Knockout Sleep Support reloaded under a new brand, a new label, the 50%off.com label with added magnesium, added GABA, and added L-theanine to it. You're going to want to go get that. Subscribe to it. It would mean a lot to me. If you want to support me and the work I'm doing, if you want to help me pay my rent, to be honest.
Hey, guys, he works extremely hard. People try to call you Nepo Baby. They try to say all these different things. They don't know
what's happening. Well, I'd love to be a Nepo Baby. These people just destroyed our careers and took us off the internet and sued us. And then we got to deal with all these people existing in our space when we were the pioneers of it.
Yeah.
So if you want to support the pioneership, if you want to support American entrepreneurship, American business, then go to 50%off.com. Check out the deals I have on there available for you. But I have Knockout Sleep Support. I have Brainforce Ultra as well. But thank you so much. We're going to be right back after the break talking more about the deep dive, some breaking news updates, and taking your calls after the break.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification and the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexshow.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
This is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon, and we're going to have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome.
I was talking to someone very close to Elon Musk, and this is in the first Trump administration. And they said, no, they're really going to launch the Mars mission from the dark side of the moon, so it can't be looked at by a lot of our enemies, but also it's a better launch point, and also it's protecting the craft facilities from solar radiation. And they've already got 3D printers up there. They've already got a base up there with a secret space program. And that when Trump wins re-election, they're going to announce it and do it. You notice Musk suddenly said, now we're not launching from the Earth. We're launching from the dark side of the moon a month ago.
Exactly. Well, that's 6-7 years ahead. That's the kind of intel. This is part of the problem, which is we're getting the intel much, much later. And there's this gap in time. So we talk about things like the release of the UFO file. This is scheduled.
8 brilliant minds, each one inching closer to unlocking zero-point energy, plasma fusion that could render fossil fuels obsolete, or the anti-gravity secrets allegedly reverse-engineered from crashed non-human craft, have met mysterious ends or vanished without a trace. Their deaths and disappearances clustering in recent months amid rising whispers of massive revelations.
I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this. If they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up. You'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. This country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers. And we need to. But, you know, it's never going to get, and unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up and covered up. And the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal and I don't take risks.
This is why Congress is working hard for whistleblower protections, because we want people to feel safe to come out and have a conversation. And right now they don't feel overly safe. They've seen some of the tactics and techniques that were applied to try to keep people quiet in the past. Let me say this in general terms. People say, oh, well, the government would never kill anybody to protect a secret. Try going to Area 51 and look at the signs on that chain link fence where it says lethal force authorized. You cross that fence and they can kill you dead. Okay? So the government can, under certain extreme cases, under certain extreme situations and conditions, they can do whatever they need to do to protect national security, and they will.
But I was standing behind an alien in a spacecraft, just a small one. Okay, I ask you a question? And he said, okay. And I said, how do you get from here to Alpha Centauri? We can't do that. The only thing that we think about is I have to go really fast for a really long time. Can you use what information I have in my head and try to explain it to me? And he said, well, do you know what a Rubik's Cube is? And I said, oh, yeah, my son can do them in 2 minutes. He says, okay, so imagine a Rubik's Cube but not necessarily just the six sides. Just imagine the concept of a Rubik's Cube. And I said, okay. Now imagine on each one of the tiles on the Rubik's Cube has a chart of the elements. And he says, so what you do to get to Alpha Centauri is you just twist the cube. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I told you wouldn't understand. And he said, when the periodic table occurs in a different place, you're at that place. And that's just a very crude explanation. But you have to stop thinking about go that way for a long time, very fast.
Describe the very first time you were teleported.
It was scary in a way. I mean, you don't really know, okay, is this evil? Is this good? What is this? What do I do with this? How do I deal with it? I was on the phone. Oh my God, what's happening? And I was landed. And landed about 40 miles away in a ditch outside of a Baptist church in a little tiny town just where you cross over the border.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshowstore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The epic saga of The American Journal, first with David Knight, then Harrison Smith, Brianna Morello, and now Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins, the final hour. It all ends here, but we're going to close things out with a bang. We're going to get your calls on the board. We want to hear what you have to say on misinformation, on the deep dive we just covered, on topical news, what's breaking right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to read out the number.
Go ahead. No,
I'm going to read out the number real quick. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Go ahead and call it.
We would like to hear from you. I would like to hear from you guys. What do you guys think about the deep dive, the whole misinformation thing? I mean, like you could debate, but at the same time, we want to hear what people have to say.
We don't need to hear about the black popes meeting on the dark side of the moon, to initiate the Jesuit Holocaust or whatever. We don't need to hear about that today. So thank you. We appreciate it. Yes. It's all secret hand symbols. I don't even know what I'm doing, but
well, somebody said I do this. Yeah. Like sometimes like my hands naturally go to this motion and they said I'm part of like some,
zoom in. There we go.
They said I'm part of the Illuminati or something, and it's just kind of fun.
You are. It's all true. It's like, all true.
I always had that pose even before I got into media, but I digress.
We're getting. It's a crank call, but it's a very good one. We're getting Mark Levin. He's calling in. So we got Mark Levin on the board. Maybe let's just go ahead and take that if he's screened. Mark, are you happy with the tweet that Trump put out?
Right, the plan is finally all together now.
Oh no!
That's right.
No, what happens next from here? Has he finally listened to you and Laura Loomer? Is he eating out of the palm of your hand?
Oh, not only is he listening to me, but we have completely cut him off of your methylene blue.
And oh no!
We don't let him take it, T Rex. We don't let him take it. That's right, because it makes them more powerful. That's the sole secret. We kept them off of it.
Well, did y'all watch Lord of the Rings and you saw like Grima Wormtongue whispering to the king and keeping him weak, and you're like, we have to do that to Trump? Was that part of the protocol? Was that inspiration?
That's what we tell you. We tell you what we're going to do in the movies. We've been telling you this for years, and now we don't care. The mirror's off, the curtain's down.
Hey, it is
go time, baby. It was all a trick.
Hey, Mark, how do you feel that you're part of the new Avengers, man? You're part of the new squad.
I am not only Micro Mark Levin. I don't care if people say I have a micro penis, because it's true. I'll tell the world now. I'll tell the world that I got a micro penis, and what I do with it, here's the thing. I had to take it out of my first book. The publisher said, you better take this out because people will make fun of you, just like they did in college. And I said, I'll show them. This is where my anger comes from. And I don't care anymore. I'm letting it all loose.
So that's why you've had such a successful career then. I guess maybe you and Trump are bonding over that as well.
That's right. That's right. There's a secret culture of us. And we jam Vienna sausages up there. And we tie off the skin because we don't get uncircumcised. You know that. We don't get circumcised.
Oh, you don't play back. All right. It's getting a little dicey now. All right.
I'm sorry.
No. You're okay. I mean, we watch your show, Mark. And like Trump has been telling us, he says you're the source of information. Aren't you proud of that, to be the official state media now?
That's right. I am. I have been for years, because we are the ones who rule the world. You don't know this, but you finally are starting to figure it out.
Wow.
We finally said, you and Tucker and your dad, you're all gone now.
Wow.
It is all of us. We are in control.
No, we're not going to let you win, Levin. Thank you for calling and always appreciate the call. Thank you, Micro Mark.
Love the product.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. See, even they have to keep it away from Trump. He can't take the methylene blue.
Let's go to number two, Sean in California. You are on the air. What's going on, man?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Rex. I just want to, you know, congratulate you guys on the future endeavor you're going to be putting on. I, you know, dropped by on your YouTube channel last night. And I want to make a quick observation. If Mark Levin said, yeah, he'd be a dead ringer for Skeletor. And I realized. He got that name, Micro Mark, because, you know, when the Moyle was doing the whole circumcision thing, it turns out they're only paying the guy in tips. So, you know, that's kind of a mishap type issue.
All right, that's a bit brutal.
Sean, the crew thought it was funny.
It's very funny. We like to call it a family show. Do you have a political remark, something on the deep dive, maybe?
Well, I'll keep it simple. When, you know, the American people are having foreign governments directing what we the people are doing, we the people have got to push back on this and can't let it pass. So in a way, it's kind of a mixed blessing of what we've been having these last few weeks. Loving what Melania did yesterday, because now America has to decide, are we going to do what Melania wants and get Congress to expose this Epstein issue? Or are we going to, you know, kind of keep messing around in the Middle East where we have no business? Nowhere in the Constitution has it ever written that, hey, we got to go, you know, looking for foreign wars for oil and have an American empire. That's been a term this week I've heard a lot. American empire? Where is that in the Constitution?
I'm kind of worried about Melania, you know. Like, she's – and Trump doesn't take dissent very well. And, you know, he's in the Epstein files. He's one of the people that could be, you know, implicated on this. We kind of already have a strong feeling. But, you know, Trump might be trying to collect some Mario coins, because I just – He's very, like, irate these days.
But think about it, though. She comes out, like, on Easter, the day after Easter, and she's walking with Trump, and the reporters are like, Melania, what do you think of the children in war zones? What do you think about the kids being bombed? And she goes, like, they're being bombed for their future, basically, is the remark that they give. And, like, she's also out there. She says, like, oh, like, they put out that giant, like, film, like the Melania film and all that. So
yep.
I look at it as to, like, what's the thing that's making her switch up now? Did she just recently have, like, in the last, like, 48 hours, have some sort of change of conscience? But because, like, she's out there saying, like, the kids are getting bombed for their future. But this Epstein thing seems to just outweigh everything else, right?
Yeah, it does.
Thank you for the call.
Let me add real quick, and I'll go. Look into Ivanka, you know, what happened when she passed away while Trump was in office. Maybe Melania got a little message.
Are you talking about one of his other wives? You're not talking about his daughter, right? His daughter's still alive.
No, the daughter's mom. The first
same
wife.
Name.
Gotcha.
Ivana, Ivanka, whichever.
Okay. All right. Just clarifying because we got a big audience here. We got to make sure. Thank you so much, Sean in California. Let's go to Tim, in Gates Foundation in Seattle. How are you doing?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Yep. Good. I'm walking outside the Gates Foundation right now, bullhorning them, and I just wanted to thank you guys for continuing the fight.
Awesome.
Never, you know, we need you for the next 25, 30 years to inspire other Americans. So just never quit, please.
What did you think about the deep dive? I don't know if you, did you get a chance to catch it?
No, I caught a little bit of it, and you're totally right. We are being infiltrated by ideas to weaponize our responses at a later time, and we have to be very careful and diligent about it. So I appreciate you doing that too.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. Yeah. Really appreciate it. Keep bullhorning them. Keep giving them hell. Thank you, Tim. Really appreciate that. Let's go to Robert in Alabama on the deep dive. What are your thoughts on deep dive, Robert? How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. I think like your dad says, there's good propaganda and there's bad propaganda. But then there's, good propaganda that they obscure it and use bad means and, tell you it's good. So you think it's a good idea. But mm-hmm. they go about means to, that impact us negatively.
Right. Okay. No, I agree with you on that. Again, it's very hard to tell what's right and wrong today or what's true because everyone's truth can be local to them, so it's like that's why I do the deep dive. That's why I try to filter out a lot of the noise and try to give you guys the signal because it is very difficult to have the discernment. And I think what InfoWars does a good job at is like not trying to control the narrative.
Sure. And it's just mixed opinions too, yeah. Right? Cause we got a different opinion. Harrison has a different opinion than my dad, even though we might agree on like 60 to 70% of the stuff going on, like there's a lot of room there. And that's why like we're authentic and the mainstream media is not. Thank you for the call, Robert. Let's go to Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, dang it. All right. Sorry. Bad form on our end. Apologize, Robert. Call into the weekly show. Thank you very much. Let's go to Anthony in Texas. True Social post on Palantir and the Great Reset.
Yo, Rex, it's Anthony Graffio.
Yo, is it breaking news? That's why I took the call. Is there breaking news right now?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it in because, the whole situation with Trump going against your dad and everybody yesterday. Well, today, two things that Trump put it on True Social was world's most powerful reset.
Yeah.
So if we put great in front of that, that's basically just a WEF talking point, right? The Great Reset.
True.
Then he champions Palantir. Palantir Technologies has proven to have great warfighting capabilities and equipment. Just ask our enemies, President DGT. So these are like all things that we are being proven right once and once again, that Trump is not on our side. Like,
right.
I don't know how much more we can be shown this, how much more MAGA could be shown that Trump is not on our side.
The U.S. president shouldn't be saying he's going to destroy civilization, and they've got the stock letters in there.
Yeah, that's the best part about this. Hey, go buy some Palantir stock. He's signaling
to
you guys.
It's time to pump it up. It's time to pump the stock.
Time to make some money, baby.
Yeah. Wow.
It's insane, guys. Great show, though. Just want to bring that on for you guys to let you know that was being said.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. Thank you, Anthony. Let's go to Inner City Rogue, okay, in Denver from the deep dive in Trump's fallout.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'd like to just kind of talk a little bit about the gray area that you guys mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many bots I'm talking to so far. Probably ridiculous, but I'm having to kind of filter out some of my social media friends and whatnot, make sure they got real pictures and stuff like that, because obviously there can be a lot of bots, and that's something to definitely watch out for. So,
sure.
But when it comes to Trump, I kind of want to talk about that because nobody really seems to get kind of why this whole 180 change has took place, because this clearly isn't dementia. This isn't just him getting old or whatever. This is clearly a distinct type of characteristic that many people just kind of throw out the window. They just don't really take serious. And that's demonic possession. Witchcraft is very real. And this is totally the case of demonic possession. I guarantee you,
You got witches and people in his cabinet, particularly Jared Kushner.
No. I'm going to interrupt you right now. We can just go ahead and name some of them for you. Paula White, for example. Paula White literally wears a red devil suit. She wears a red devil suit and prays in tongues, which means she like babbles in demonic language over Trump while she has her like claw paw on him. Mm-hmm. So yes, exactly. this is 100% real. And even if you don't believe it out there in the audience, the viewing, listening public, they believe in it. They believe that it's real. Okay. It's not just this arbitrary thing. Like this is a very real thing. And you know what? Like there are some aspects to the whole like dementia decline thing that I actually do agree with, but I don't think that has to necessarily be separate from what you're describing. Does that make sense?
You there?
Oh, he dropped. Okay. All right. We appreciate the call. Who do you want to take? Abraham looks good.
Yeah. Let's go ahead with Abraham, from Staten Island.
How are you doing?
Gentlemen, excellent. Great breakdown. Very good. As soon as you emphasize that the following content is specific for extra attention, our minds go into a deep dive, literally. So, yes, to label it that way, great content. My mother was a Russian college professor, and they are light years ahead of us in terms of structuring influence over society. And I want to say that I think our president, if he really does drink Diet Coke every day, if he really does eat McDonald's frequently, that toxicity is causing his mind to malfunction.
Yes.
I know of a great woman that started drinking Diet Coke every day. She got multiple sclerosis triggered by it. It's some crappy stuff. Aspartame. He's consuming aspartame every day.
Buckets of it.
And he probably has a huge stock portfolio interest in it. He's plugging it, you know, as well. So that's what, right before I called, I had to realize this. Now we got to revisit the fake blood that may have been on his ear. This may have been a contrived event because the big boys were fitting him in there to make us all drop our guard. Like, oh, our hero, he survived death. Oh, we know God is guiding him now. And maybe that guy really did get the sniper aimed for the civilian in the back who he gave $1 million to. So maybe the civilian was sacrificed to sell the gimmick.
Now, one thing I want to step in here, I definitely see your perspective on this, but remember, you know, it's very easy when there's complicated situations to say, well, it was a false flag, those types of things. The fact of the matter is we don't 100% know.
It is so crazy.
It is hard.
It is so crazy, though, to look at events like this and they happen, and then we're told that, oh, you know, you'd think if you were the president of the United States or the president-elect and you had just gone through an assassination attempt and you had won, you were in office day one, I want you to release public investigation, everything on my killers and why they did it and all the information you have. We haven't heard a word about Thomas Crooks, the supposedly Iranian assassin who wears the Mount Rushmore shirt.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, and the reason why I say it's more complicated, because if you remember while he's sitting there looking at the sign, to time up the timing of him moving his head and also the bullet at the same time. Again, I work in a world of probabilities. It's very hard to get that accurate. And there's like, just imagine if someone says, okay, I'm going to play a trick on you and you have to line up and I have to like fake pretend to shoot you. And people actually died. So that's how we know they're real bullets, right? But it's like, I have to fake pretend to shoot you and you need to just fall down. It's like, I'm not taking that risk of you potentially missing.
It is crazy that he didn't get like sprayed. You know, it is crazy. It was the shot and it killed the civilian in the back, like you say. I mean, great, great call, man. Like, we understand that perspective. And here's the thing. Like, we're not going to shame people for examining any possibilities. So thank you for this call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And I'll clarify. My whole point is just bringing alternative things. I mean, here's the thing. There can be partially true. Things can
sure.
be. But it's just, again, that's why for me, I just wait till I see all the facts.
I believe it's real, but I'm willing to question things and look at it from all angles. Thank you, Abraham, for the great call out there in Staten Island, keeping it real. Let's go to Phil and Leander talking about the deep dive.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I've been a listener for 20-some-odd years. Always loved Alex and the information, and
right.
I just want to try to give a little bit of perspective to the dynamics of what's going on. I mean, the narratives and what are putting out for us to consume is not an accident. And I can only hope that behind all the smoke and mirrors, which I can't imagine you can unravel this worldwide cabal enterprise that's so sophisticated, you know, you name it, the banking system, the pharmaceutical system, it's so extreme and so there's so many dynamics. I don't see how Trump could possibly find a happy medium and please everybody. So I think, just personally, I think Alex, to some extent, and he's getting some ridicule from some other talk show hosts, particularly Nino Rodriguez, who I think is pretty sharp and got some good resources. I don't know. It seems like Alex took a huge turn against Trump. I get it. Iran, it looks like the end of the world, and he said Pelletier's controlling him and blah, 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 blah.
Wait. So we can't just brush over the war. You understand my dad's been anti-war for 32 years, and Trump promised no new wars, and he's violated everyone's trust, and that's why Trump is attacking us now, is because we're being ideologically consistent. He's lied to everyone's face.
I agree with you 100%, but here's one other. I'm not arguing with you. I just want to give you a different perspective. So there's a thing called the Promethean Project. This lady's been studying politics and Middle East dynamics for 30 years, just like Alex. And what she's to unravel this incredible, behemoth of corruption. It takes so much. It's like Mission Impossible, right? It's like one of those things. We can't nail down any kind of solid perspective. But when you start infusing narrative that ideologically, and I'm accusing you guys of it to some extent. I think you're balanced, but to some extent, it's hard. We're humans. To throw the baby out with the bathwater because Trump looks wacky now and he's doing decisions that are not consistent with what he promised. Listen, I'm the first ones offended by that. I was the biggest Trump supporter. I'm not against him, but I just think it's so complicated and so convoluted, and there's so much at stake that has to be. I mean, this lady from Promethean Project.
All right, we appreciate the call. We only have 3 minutes left. I want to have time to respond to you, and I want you to respond as well.
Yeah.
I would say, where is your red line? Where is your limit? We know where ours is. You guys that still support the president despite what he's doing. I mean, it's a mental illness in my view, and no amount of fact or logic I could present. You just say, oh, it's unfixable. Oh, we can't expect him to untangle all these scenarios. Hey, we can actually expect people to not send planes and massive military shipments to the Middle East thousands of miles away. All he had to do to keep our support was to keep the troops home.
Yeah.
That's all he had to do. Your thoughts, Tim?
Well, to give him some grace in terms of what he was saying, yes, the issues, the topics, the things, the decisions that he makes are complicated.
Please.
No. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let me finish my thought here.
Go ahead.
They are complicated in a sense that we don't know how the system actually works in the background, who puts pressure, what's being said, those conversations. Again, but if you have a conscience and you have the ability to not sacrifice your soul, there are basic bare minimums that needed to be met that hadn't been met. And that's where I'm trying to establish the ball here is like, it doesn't matter everything at the end of the day. You know, you could hate him, love him. The fact is that the American people were suffering. They asked for a solution, and what's clear and that you can't refute is that there hasn't been a clear solution up till now.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about a solution? So what did we elect him to do, Phil, in your view?
Well, I think you're right. You're making your point is poignant. I'm just trying to not throw all the baby out with the bathwater because we sent troops over there. The fact of the matter is the level of threat that he had to impose. This is going after the Bank of London. This is going after the Chinese. Everybody says, oh, it's a war with Iran, and oh, my God, we're going to sacrifice lives and blah, blah, blah. Look, we sacrificed as many lives with the COVID shot as we did in World War II, and everybody's in a panic. Oh, it's a war, blah, blah, blah. The world's been at war from day one. Now, I mean, war's necessary at this point to unravel this behemoth.
Wow.
And then I know it sounds nutty, but look. I haven't seen anybody else with this.
We appreciate your call. Not trying to cut you off. We got literally, I'm looking at the clock. It's like 41 seconds.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're still going to take more calls. Don't leave.
Yes, it's so cold in here. It's crazy. I'm shivering. Yeah. The jacket is actually functional. It's not just for show.
Yeah, it is functional. But we appreciate you guys joining us here. We're still going to take more callers. We want to hear from you. This is the last show on the American Journal. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We love you all. Don't we love the audience, Tim?
Yeah.
We love you all.
Love you guys.
Viewers, listeners out there, we're doing the morning with you. We're on the American Journal. Last trip around the sun today. Let's do it.
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is, scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell. And sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this in 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvisshowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvisshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvisshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theelvisshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
We are back live now. There's a little issue with my audio and headset, but this is the last ever episode of The American Journal. We got your calls on the board. We're going to take more of them. We just want to take a moment to say thank you to everybody. I mean, you might have been watching this show for literally over a decade. So it means a lot to us to be able to close things out for you. Tim?
Yeah, it's been an honor. It's been a privilege to be able to do this. You know, I think about it and I just realize all the memories that have been here. I know I'm coming at the end here, but I can see how much this place means to people. I can see how much the show means to the audience. And, you know, we want to do the right thing by giving it the proper goodbye, by just allowing you guys to continue to be having a conversation with us today rather than just taking an interview or something. Sure. We want to make this about you guys.
We're never talking at you. We're talking with you because, like, we think we're embodying y'all's spirit and what we cover and what we say, because it's all based on what y'all want. Like, that's what the show has always been about. That's why this network has been successful, is because we're not trying to preach you a message that came on from down high. We're just like you. We watch the same shows that you do. We do the same things that you do. We have families just like you. We are you. So it means a lot to talk to you. Let's go back to the calls.
To number 11, Nimrod in Dallas.
You're on the air.
Nimrod, you there?
Yes, sir. How you boys doing?
Doing fantastic, great. Man.
Great to speak with you guys. Really sorry to see the show go. I want to make a quick point. You know, Donald Trump is absolutely nothing without Alex Jones. Alex Jones was MAGA before Trump. Alex Jones was 1776 worldwide. Well, Donald Trump was still partying with Jeffrey Epstein. And at this point, we know Donald Trump is fully compromised. So the world knows that Alex Jones was, is, and always will be our one true leader. And Alex has proven that he is the only man left on earth that cannot be bought and paid for. And the reason I'm bringing this up on the American Journal is because I have a message for Alex Jones. Alex, you won't be around forever. And at some point, you're going to need to take a well-deserved retirement, and someone needs to fill your shoes. And there's only one man that's up to the task. I love Owen and Harrison and Chase, but only one man was born for the job. And the info war is Rex Jones' birthright. And you need to make sure Rex and Tim have a primetime slot on the new network. The gray area is the future of populism. That's all I want to say. God bless
you
guys.
Very kind. Thank you so much for that, Nimrod. That would be wonderful. Really appreciate the spirit of what you're saying there, and also the literal nature of it. We want to be on the new network. I think that's the plan.
It is.
Whatever that shapes up into being. People, they ask me a lot of questions about the new network. They'll say, like, oh, what's going to happen when? Like, do you know the specifics of it? We have an interim studio, so the broadcast, the party will never truly stop, but there will be a period where things are going to get kind of reformulated, rescheduled, moved around. We do agree. I want the opportunity to communicate with the audience. I really love the audience, and I feel bonded with them, and I feel like they know me and I know them, and some of them have been watching me for literally like 13-14 years at this point.
Yeah.
I want to continue to be connected with you guys, and keep in mind, I'm going to be doing New American Journal, My American Journal on X starting off, but also we'll make a YouTube, we'll make a Rumble. The best way to stay in the loop and to catch my new morning show, which will be 8 to 11 a.m., just like this one, so you have a new place to go, because I know a lot of people love and have learned to kind of watch the journal in the morning. Yep. If you still want to catch that great information, I'm doing a three-hour show. We're coming back in the evening. If it's a Thursday, Sunday, we'll do a 2 to 3 hour gray area. But if it's a normal day, I'll do a 90-minute countdown show. And a lot of that is going to be in the spirit of what we're going to do on the new network, because my dad wants to kind of get away from, like, the super long format. He wants to drill down into the info that we give people.
Yep.
And I think that's why me and Tim have really bonded over the deep dive, is it's really like how I'd like to formulate a lot of the information that I'm going to provide to people in the future.
Yeah. No, it is everything. And Nimrod, I really do appreciate the kind words there.
Sure.
You know, however the ball falls, you'll still catch us. We'll still be on air, whether it's on Gray Area or something else. We're not going to stop. You know, we're just getting started. We only started just 6 months ago. So.
Totally. Let's go to Nick in Connecticut. Trump's 180 and the attack. I like that descriptor there. Caller number 8, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing, Rex? So I had to call in, and I'm glad I got through on the last day. I've talked to Owen before. I've talked to Harrison. I've talked to your dad a couple times, and I'm really glad I got to speak to you. It really makes me sick, what Trump's doing. I mean, you know, Harrison kind of went over the footage yesterday of the trial, your dad, and how they, you know, they admitted that they'd done studies that your dad was instrumental more than anyone else by multiples.
I had that clip in my rundown for today. Great minds think alike. Go ahead. You're 100% right. More influential than Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh combined. That's what they said.
Exactly. And this is why, when you Google search your dad and Sandy Hook, nothing comes up until a certain point when they decided this is what we're going to do to get back at Alex Jones for getting him, for him getting Trump into office. And the fact that Trump can just 180 and turn on everybody who backed him, who got him to where he is, it literally hurts my stomach to even think about. And the fact is that we're going to lose our country because of this. I mean, if Democrats get back in office, I fear I don't even want to think about what they're going to do. I mean, they've told us what they're going to do. And, it's all but certain that they're going to take the House and probably the Senate in the midterms. And then, I don't want to think too far ahead. But, what they have planned, obviously your father and your whole family has a target on their back. And so do many other people. But just the average citizen who backed Trump, we all have a target on us. And they're going to flood our country. And they're going to, the things that they have planned are just unspeakable. But
I would say with the 2028 election, I think everyone's kind of tired of the charades.
Sure.
So, yep. I mean, there are more people that are independent like myself than who are on either party anymore. Or I mean, they're still.
We're going to have.
I'm just saying there's more people that are kind of waking up. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats are not just going to be able to, even for their own camp, just completely propagandize everyone again, because we've been through this before with Biden.
We're going to build our own new political consciousness, and we don't even have to come up with a new platform. It's literally what Trump ran on and lied about doing. The thing is, it's not like we had another guy like a Bush or a Clinton or an Obama. This just came in with some like HR rep plan on a piece of paper and just lied about everything they did, everything that they were going to do. And just, like, it was bad from the start, right? You didn't understand it. It was written like terms and conditions for you.
Yeah.
Like, Trump literally came out in plain English and said, reason why the country is bad, foreign entanglements, legal immigration, war. I'm going to put an end to all that. I'm going to be the peace president. And then we were just lied to. Yeah. But in that historic betrayal, to betray something means that there's something of value that was lost in the first place. Right. And all we got to do is pick that up out of the dirt and wash it off. And we got to have somebody or some other people, just in general, a new political party, a new movement that rejects all of this. That's my personal opinion. I like people tentatively like Massey. I like people tentatively like Rand Paul. But it's so hard when you look at the entire just ship of fools and a sea of monsters. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Anthony in Pennsylvania talking about the deep dive. What's on your mind related to that?
I love that deep dive. That was like definitely a great thing to do, because I've always paid attention to how these agencies work, how they feed us all these narratives and information and images. Like when the TV was created, we had only a few channels, and they call them channels and programs for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just like channeling a certain idea set, like the food network or travel network.
Yep.
And you can see it happening in like shows on MTV. I was watching, that Catfish show once, and there was a guy sitting there with his BLM shirt on, went to commercial, came back, he got a rainbow flag shirt on, went to commercial, come back. I watch all these little changes that happen on these shows, and we watched Pop Gear from in the UK.
I mean, everyone's signaling, right? Like that's the thing that happens very often, whether you're on the right or whether you're on the left, and that BLM switching to the transgender stuff or whatever you were saying. I mean, those things do exist, and it's just like, that's why we cover it. That's why Rex and I hold the position so strong to just just question everything.
Yeah. And we're tired of being lied to, man. Yeah. And we thought we had someone that might tell us some truths. And it's just such a betrayal to see, what ended up going down. We gave that man power. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jay in Maine, the spell that Trump put on everyone. Jay, you're on the air.
How you doing? You guys are doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. And Alex is 100% correct in the way he feels right now. This is discernment. This is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is telling him something's very, very wrong. And I'll tell you what that is. Trump, as well as everybody around him, are satanic Kabbalists. These are spells that they're putting on us, as well as the deep dive. You were talking about it with the media. These are all spells. If you go back to Trump's first term, Marina Abramovich, in multiple interviews, yes, called Trump the high magician or the great magician. Okay? Truth in plain sight. Second, he did a speech near the wall. I don't recall what the speech was called, but you should be able to find it, where he said, "You knew I was a snake before you let me in." This is the revelation of the
famous snake poem. Yes. Yes, indeed.
That has a double meaning. People thought it was about immigration. He was telling you, this is me.
Right.
Okay, so he revealed his method years ago.
The sympathetic magic, yes, yes.
Correct. And you can also find the power that he built off MAGA is the highest level of the satanic priesthood. It's called a MAGA, M-A-G-A. That's what he is. Everybody around him, the same thing, they're priests, that Lutnick, Kushner, Levin, Chabad Lubavitch, which sits in front of every president when they come in. These are the guys in the black hats that stand around the president.
I've seen. I think we've all seen the photographic evidence of what you're talking about. People could dismiss it as crazy. I say just look at the images at the Western Wall with all our politicians.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to number two. Or you wanted to read something?
Oh, no, that's fine. Number two, yeah. Alex in North Virginia. Thank you for being on the air with us today. You're giving props on the show and products. Awesome, man.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I wanted to definitely give props to the show so many years. Props to Alex Jones that I've been listening to him for, 30 years or whatever?
Awesome.
I got the Faraday bag from November. I got the new one coming.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Good knives, y'all. I got the everything. Everything. Even the zeolite. I got three bottles of that. Yay, me. So the only thing is that I kind of don't like, I've been turned off where the show has turned because of the constant being against Trump and how it unfolded. And, you know, everybody has their opinion. And my opinion is that I'm sticking with Trump all the way through because I know this wasn't going to be a clean fight. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be a lot of nail biting and finger poking and grabbing. Whose
fight is it, though? Like, why do we have to go fight?
Well, we have to do it because the United States have been under control for almost 250 years.
By who? If I can ask, who is it under control by?
The British.
What?
They never liked that we broke off and decided to make, you know, America. They didn't like that. And so they needed to control everything. And so they're at the very end with their fingertips gripping control. And Trump is breaking it. I mean, it's got to be the fight. There is no other fight. In my lifetime, I haven't felt one.
Let me step in real quick here. First of all, Britain is under America's finger. It's very evident whenever we go and do joint operations, whenever we have economic decisions, Britain is our lapdog that follows exactly what the United States does. And it is proven because we have private industries, we have all the investment, all the liquidity comes through the New York Stock Exchange more than the London Exchange. So United States is the hegemony. It's number one in the world because of that, right? Britain had its last fallout after World War II once they were decimated. United States stepped in, propped up itself. Britain would be the reserve currency of the world if it was really in charge. So I just want to make that clear that there's no way that Britain is controlling us at this point.
Well, that's why we, you know, it's two minds. But, you know, you can't be a truly sovereign state. I mean, a sovereign country come July 4th if you're still dealing with these problems.
Does Israel have any role at all to play in the conflict? Are they a puppet of the British Empire as well? I mean, obviously created a British mandate of Palestine, but is Netanyahu like a small player in this in your view?
Netanyahu is a big time player.
Okay.
And Israel.
Well, why are we supporting him?
That's one thing that I haven't really put my finger on other than, you know, they know black magic and witchcraft and all that fun stuff, hypnotism, all that. It's what they've always done. They've hypnotized. They've gotten into every government that they could get into.
and they brought every government
so
that they could get
it
down.
I was gonna say, yeah, he's saying,
if you're gonna ride with Trump, like ride or die with Trump, I get having loyalty to Trump, but if you think all this is going on, and is it happening to Trump? Is he immune from it?
He's not immune. He's getting attacked also. But in the very end, when all the smoke clears, they're gonna get dealt with last.
Okay, so question for you. This is my last question, right? I am sure that you or personally, or maybe even people that are in your family or people that are close to you that have been affected by what's happening in the economy right now. And a lot of that is steered from the top of the spear, which is the president. How do you judge that as your gas prices have significantly increased, as, you know, the cost of living, you're in survival mode for most people? How do you rationalize that? I just want to understand your perspective here.
Well, so you already know I'm in Virginia, and you know already that we're dealing with this BS over here. But previous to Trump getting back in, when Biden was under control, what was the gas? The gas national average was, what, $3.60, I believe, and it hit $4. When Obama was in office, gas was $4 or $5, and that's over here in Virginia. The cost of living has not dropped. It's increasing, and that's because of all of the people, all of the illegal immigrants that are over here.
Okay, hold on. 1 second. Look, I want to address the thing before you jump into another tangent on
going to legal. No,
I just want to address what you're saying about Obama and Biden. 100%. That's why I hated what happened. They also didn't do the right thing by the American people, especially Biden. But I put Trump in the same camp, no matter which administration comes in. At some point, Trump was supposed to be the one to cut in and stop that.
We gotta hold these people accountable.
Right. So everyone has to be held accountable. If it was Biden and he won another administration, you wouldn't be sitting here saying that, you know, we've got to defend Biden.
We appreciate the call. We appreciate the call. Thank you. We could go back and forth on that for a while.
Yeah,
we're closing out the show here, guys. This is the last ever episode of The American Journal. I want to let y'all know, maybe you're getting ready for the Alex Jones show. We hope you are. He's got a powerful transmission queued up. I know we'll be watching that.
Yeah.
Of course, his powerful response about to happen after this segment. But here's the thing. If you guys want to see more of us and more of me, we're going to be on Gray Area Talks Thursday and Sunday from now until the end of the universe. Okay. We've been doing shows, for months and months and months. We've really been enjoying them. A lot of you guys watching right now have probably maybe already checked that out, but we're Gray Area Talks on YouTube, on X, and on Rumble. Yeah. So go ahead and go there. Give us a follow. Give us a subscribe. It would mean the world to us. We do those live broadcasts. Now, for you people that are out there that have gotten habituated to this morning broadcast, and I got to be honest, I'm usually an afternoon, evening viewer of the network, but I'm getting in the flow now of just loving the morning show and wanting to be the first chronicler you see in news for that day. It's been such an amazing experience. I'm going to continue to take calls. I'm going to continue to have amazing guests. Going to continue to have the best information available. It's going to be live every morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you want to go ahead and just throw up my Twitter and show people that, I want to let you know. And also keep in mind, Tim is tagged in my profile. Gray Area Talks is tagged in my profile.
Give me a follow. I do the deep dives because I love you guys.
And it's really, it's easier for us to do outreach and to get on these big shows and these big platforms if we have the ability to have y'all supporting us by just giving us that follow, that subscribe. It shouldn't matter, but that number matters a lot. And it means a lot to us that you choose to support us in what we're doing. I also want to show you right now. I know we got a lot of people here. I want to let you know. I have the original Knockout Sleep Support, reloaded, reformulated. I'm a supplement manufacturer. I'm a white labeler, and I ship it all out myself. Nose to tail, the entire process. You want to support American small business, I've got Knockout Sleep Support on 50percentoff.com. If you go to 50percentoff.com, you'll see a lot of things. You'll see Brain Force. You'll see Classic Toothpaste. You'll see a variety of items available for you on 50percentoff.com. But the main thing is Knockout Sleep Support. If you're out there, if you're taking a melatonin, if you're out there, you're taking a magnesium, a GABA, L-theanine, valerian root, lemon balm, hops flower extract, blue chamomile, German CO2 extracted from Germany, all of that is in there. It's $30. If you're taking two or more products,
you're already going to save like yourself $10, $15. And we want to offer you the best deals possible. By buying that product, you're supporting me, my future work, and my future operations. I want to throw Jones CBD up there as well. I love sleep formulas. Everybody takes stuff for sleep. Tons of people take melatonin. Melatonin's an incredibly powerful antioxidant, super anti-inflammatory, a lot of amazing effects that are just on record. You can look at the studies. But at JonesCBD.com, if regular melatonin isn't enough for you, I've got DreamWave. Let's go ahead and click on DreamWave. That's a 1,500 milligram full spectrum CBD tincture that's got 3 to 6 milligrams, half a mil to full a mil of melatonin, 50 milligrams of CBD, and then 50 to 100 milligrams of German CO2 extracted blue chamomile. What I like to do when I go to bed, I brush my teeth, I wash my mouth out, and then I put that stuff in my mouth, I lie down, I go to sleep. The oil-based CBD is like 10 to 20% bioavailable, but only when it's directly under your tongue does it get up to like 80, 90, 100%. So with this stuff, it tastes great. It's incredible. It's got the melatonin and everything absorbs sublingually effortlessly because it tastes so good. So I got 50%off.com. I've got Knockout Sleep Support and I've got Jones CBD with the DreamWave tincture and a lot more. But I wanted to plug because here's the thing. Other people, they sell the product or they do the show so they can sell the product. We sell the product so we can do the show. And doing stuff, gray area talks, doing the New American Journal broadcast in the morning. We need to put food on the table. This is a full-time job and it's been such an honor to do it for you.
Has been. It has been. And I want to give you your flowers because people don't understand how much Rex cares about
this. I really do.
Yesterday alone, he went on
the American
Journal for 3 hours. Then he was on Due Dissonance for another hour. Then
3 hours.
Due Dissonance for another 3 hours. Then he was on, Owen. And then he came on our own show after being exhausted from those and did another 2 hours with me. So he cares, guys.
I really do.
And he's grinding behind the scenes. He's trying to make sure that everything's happening and everyone is being impacted by what's happening out in the ecosphere. Yes. Of the logistics and the nightmare situations.
And I mean, I grew up here. I grew up in this building. When I was like 10, 12 years old, I was sitting behind this desk, maybe a little bit older, shooting reports, like cursing at myself because I couldn't get things right. And I would have to edit my reports and look back at it and it'd just be me saying the F word 100 times. I just can't get it right. I can't get it right. Yeah. If I could just go back to myself back then and just say, hey, man, it's all going to be okay. You're going to figure this out one day and you're going to be in that same studio a decade later doing what you've always loved and wanted to do. I finally feel like we got things figured out here. It's just been such an incredible experience.
And I am so glad when we started this, at first you weren't sure about yourself and you weren't sure whether you were going to go all the way through with this.
Absolutely.
It had been a long time since you had been on camera. You know, you had a lot of things that had built up over the years,
right.
But you believed in yourself. I pushed you. You pushed yourself.
Yes.
And you see the man today. You see where the generations
yes.
have gone, and we're in a full circle moment. We care about this country.
Yes,
our
do.
Generation is the next one that has to grow up and figure out how to raise our children in this generation.
Totally,
and you guys
totally
are also
agree.
At home have to deal with this, and we just want to bring light to the entire
yes.
world. We want to bring light, and it sucks that this is the last time we have to do this on this network. But there's going to be something bigger around.
Indeed,
the
you're going to want to stay tuned for that and more. If you go ahead and get that Ginyu Beat video tuned up again, let's go ahead and go out to that. I want to celebrate this show. I want to take it out gracefully. I want to do it well with skill and poise. And I just want to say thank you, American Journal. This is a great ship. It's been a great battleship in the fight against the enemy.
Guys.
And we will continue on into the new network on Gray Area Talks. And beyond, it has always been an honor and a joy, and we love you all. Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins, The American Journal is no more.
Month or so. It looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever.
In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now, here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag, with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexhillstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. We've taken the InfoWar this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over bought anything, thealexhillstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.